This is live wrestling action on your sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
Welcome, everyone. Super Saturday and a Super Bowl weekend, and live from Albia Community High School and from Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont High School. Jason Summers here with you, Joe Sinclair, high above the mats, high fidelity all day long. Your exclusive sectional wrestling coverage here on your sports leader KIIC, and we've got a great day of wrestling, a great day of sports on this Super Saturday. We're going to start right here on the mats at Albia High School and the mats at Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont High School, and then we're going to take you to Wells Fargo Arena with a nightcap. The boys and girls basketball teams from Albia will be showcasing their talents on the big stage at Wells Fargo Arena. But right now it's wrestling, and let's bring in my partner, Jay Mill. Joe Mill is down at Eddyville, Blakesburg, and Joe, you can hear the crowd as and the excitement filling the air as we listen to that national anthem behind you.
That's right, Jason. We are getting the national anthem right now. They have cleared the mats. We're ready for wrestling down here. I'm going to throw it back to you if you come back here in about a minute.
It never fails the perfect timing, Joe Sinclair, that we can sometimes have on the live broadcast.
Well, we are Joe Sinclair and Jason Summers on 96.7 KIIC and live streaming on KIICradio.com. We're at the Albia Fieldhouse for live high school. It's championship wrestling action, folks. Six schools represented here at this sectional tournament. Top two wrestlers in the 14 weight classes from 106 pounds all the way up to the big boys at 285 are going to work hard for the chance to compete at districts. Top two at districts will go to the state tournament at the Well a week from Thursday, Jason.
And I'm looking forward to it, buddy. It's nothing better than that. And I think it sounds like Joe's a little bit ahead of us. Joe Millie's down in Eddyville's a little bit ahead of us. They've got the national anthem in. The wrestlers are still on the mats here, and they'll call for a clear of the mats here in just a second. But while we have Jay Mill on the line, Joe, give us a setting down there. It's got to be a packed house. You know, there's such a large contingency of really diehard Rocket fans, and I'm sure it's going to be a ruckus place down there for wrestling today.
Well, wrestling is big time in Eddyville, Blakesburg, as you know, Jason, and they're expecting a great deal out of these wrestlers again this year. And they are just getting ready to get underway here at 106 weight class. But yeah, the setting, I'm stuck at my broadcast booth up here because there's no way I'm going to be able to get out of here now until maybe 5 o'clock because this gym is packed and it's going to get even more full. But we'll be following Jason Cardinal Veldon, Eddyville, Blakesburg, of course, Moravia, Pekin, Sigourney, Keota, Southeast Warren of Liberty Center, Van Buren of Keosauqua, and Wayne of Corydon. And we'll be giving you all the updates throughout the day as we break in and out of your coverage as well. And our coverage down here brought to you by Leffler Dirtwork, Ford's Grill in Eddyville, Senef Auction Service, Eddyville Lumber, and First Iowa State Bank. So we've got wrestlers on the mat, Jason. Wrestling is underway. Sectional wrestling is underway. The road to state begins right now. Let's go back live to you.
All right, Joe, we'll keep checking in with you throughout the day and bringing Rocket updates, and of course all the wrestlers that will be competing down there at Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont, and Joe Millage will be live and on location in high fidelity. We're going to take a quick timeout. Joe Sinclair is breaking down the brackets as we speak, and we'll get a look at what's in store for you today here at Albia High School. Today, Super Saturday, sit back, relax, and enjoy a big day of sports right here in your sports leader, KIIC. Joe Sinclair, Jason Summers, Joe Millage will be back after this timeout.
Go-Go Gadget this and Go-Go Gadget that. It's inspection time here at Barker Implement. That's right, February temperatures will be very telling, but mostly they tell you to come in from the cold and let the John Deere certified team of technicians take care of your baler, planter, and skid steer inspections with free pickup and delivery on balers and skid steers. Learn more about John Deere special services at ebarkers.com or by visiting any of our 8 Barker Implement locations. Powered by Green, driven by values.
Are your bills piling up? Tired of paying high-interest credit cards? If you have high-interest debt and don't have equity in your home to consolidate it, Community First Credit Union can help. Combine your debt into one low-rate loan with a C-First fixed consolidation loan as low as 8.4% APR. Applying is easy. Visit your local branch or apply online today. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. APR is annual percentage rate. Terms and qualifications apply. Offer subject to change at any time. Federally insured by the NCUA.
This is Live Wrestling Action on your sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
High fidelity and high above the mats, and both Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont, and here at Albee High School, they're about ready to clear the mats. And Joe Sinclair, you got a little breakdown of the mats, but this broadcast wouldn't be possible if we didn't have great sponsors.
We have great sponsors here, both from the Albee area, the Sheraton area. We've got great sponsorships for this sectional wrestling matchup here in Albee at the Albee High School Fieldhouse. Teams represented here, folks, are the Albee Blue Demons, Centerville Big Reds, Sheraton Chargers, Knoxville Panthers, Davis County Mustangs, and the Grinnell Tigers. And we've got special sponsorships here with leading off, and you talked about this morning on your morning show, Jason, the Senate Piercebacher Funeral Home is going to bring us a special reward to the Albee Athletics and wrestling especially with pins. And the pins are going to be brought to you by the Senate Piercebacher Funeral Home. Every Blue Demon pin today is going to be worth $25 to the Albee Wrestling Program, courtesy of Bob Senate over there at Senate Piercebacher Funeral Home. Takedowns brought to you by the Bluff Creek Archery, where you can take down a big deer with the arrows and bows that they have great brands there. All your archery equipment at Bluff Creek Archery in Albee. The reversals are going to be brought to you by Edward Jones. A nice reversal in the stock market here after the beginning of the year. I think the Dow Jones Industrials are up 7 or 8%. Edward Jones agent Brian Crosser can help you with all your financial planning and investing. So Edward Jones on the south side of the square there in Albee. Brian Crosser is going to bring you the reversals.
And the escapes today will be brought to you by Dewey Motor Company, your locally owned and operated Chevy and Buick dealership. The escapes today, and the Blue Demons will need to make sure they get plenty of those, but more importantly, the takedowns. And we're also going to have Matt Side Mike as we need to go to Kevin Cochran, who will be up here with us, and we'll check in courtesy of Tharp Funeral Home. Pre-plan now, easier than you think. Tharp Funeral Home. We'll take a timeout as we prepare for the national anthem and set things up. As wrestling gets underway, you're listening to Super Saturday right here on KIIC.
If you have new drivers in your family, you'll want to know our name. If you live in wide open spaces and you drive on the highway at night, you'll want to know our name. If you love the looks of a perfectly painted and shined automobile, you'll want to know our name. And if you text while you're driving, eventually you'll know our name. Smith Body Shop. Smith Body Shop in Sheraton.
We want to remind our community, Dr. Adler and his staff are here to serve all your eye care needs. Whether it's routine eye exams, glasses, and contact lenses, medical needs such as glaucoma, diabetic, and macular degeneration care, or emergency care like foreign body removal, we're here to serve our community needs. Give Melanie or Neva a call today at 641-932-7614.
John Deere is changing the reputation of utility tractors. John Deere utility tractors are best known for their work on farms, but their popularity increases daily from their work they do on ranches, acreages, feedlots, and more. A John Deere utility tractor is an investment in any operation, and one that's guaranteed to provide a return year after year. Learn more about John Deere utility tractors at ebarkers.com or any of our 8 Barker implement locations. Powered by green, driven by values.
This is Albee High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Welcome back, everyone. Super Saturday starting right here. Sectional action at Albee High School. Joe Millage down in Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont, and they're underway down there, and we're about ready to get set here. And Joe Sinclair, my partner, all the way through the well. Joe, break down a little bit of these mats. It looks like Albee's got some favorable seatings.
We've got 6 Albee wrestlers seated number one here today, including Shadow Leshen at 120, Bryce Leshen at 26, also Caleb White and Dalton Folkers at 38 and 45 respectively, and 52 Griffin Osing and 160 Brett Leshen. So kind of the murderer's row there for the Albee Blue Demons, number one seeds from 138 all the way through 160. But there's plenty of good talent here at all those weight brackets. Plenty of talent at all those weight brackets. As we get underway here, we're going to have a few light competitive weights, including that 113-pound class. So we're going to shoot it over to Eddyville. And Joe Mill, what's going on there at Eddyville today?
Hey, Joe Sinclair, down here in Eddyville Live, Blake Maroff just pinned his opponent, Chase Ernest, from Pekin. So Eddyville Blakesburg off to a great start here with a pin early in weight class 132. We're going through some of the lower weight classes here. We've got a lot of buys, and right now we've got Tate Schroff from Pekin taking on Lane Boonder from Sigourney, Kyoto. But congratulations, Blake Maroff, a name you guys know all too well from last year, back up live to Albia.
He's an outstanding wrestler, and, you know, he's on a mission to make it back to the well. And, Joe, I think the Rockets have 8-9 legitimate guys that can take that shot and join us up at Wells Fargo Arena.
I'm looking forward to the Class 1A action and watching the Eddyville Blakesburg Rockets compete for a lot of spots on that medal stand. And like Joe Mill talked about in Eddyville, we've got several open weights here in our opening rounds for this sectional. We're wrestling a couple of matches right now. We've got a 126-pound match, Knoxville versus Davis County there at 126. That would be Dakota Shooter from Davis County and James Stitsworth from Knoxville. A couple of really good wrestlers there. 126 is a tough weight class here today. There are 5 wrestlers there with winning records at 126, so a lot of good competition here today.
Over on the red mat, Skylar Cunningham, Knoxville, taking on Vlad Dimmitt of Grinnell, and the winner of that contest, Joe, will get Shadow Leshen. And Shadow, you know, I think a week ago, the Saturday, came off a loss against Jaron Glosser. He beat Jaron two of the last three times, and I thought that was a good moment for Shadow to have to go through that. Now you know the things you need to polish up here, but it never hurts a wrestler to lose a highly competitive match, particularly right before you start into this run.
Well, I'm sure if you ask Shadow, he'd disagree with that sentiment, but if you're going to lose one, the week before it starts to count is when you would want to have it happen. And Shadow, I'm sure, after his second place finish at state last year, looking on improving upon that, and I think we'll see Jaron Glosser up there on that medal stand in Class 1A as well. So a couple very talented wrestlers last week met in the finals of the Southern Iowa Classic at Fairfield. Jaron Glosser, an overtime victor over Shadow Leshen in that match. It was a very well-coached Jaron Glosser from the Eddyville Blakesburg team, and he did get the win.
Well, let's get to action right here as Dakota Shutter. Let's take a Devin Harberts will take on Ty Johnson. Harberts in on the takedown right away. He's out in front here. This Sheraton wrestling match sponsored by Sheraton Ford. Get your new or used vehicle at Sheraton Ford, locally owned and operated right there in Sheraton, and we're just underway here. Harberts gets the cradle, and boy, he's in tight on that cradle, Joe. This might end up being a pin.
Yeah, he did a real good job getting in there on that single leg. Wraps up a cradle, and Smith Body Shop is the sponsor of that pin. Smith Body Shop, you want to know our name for all your fender benders and more, as Devin Harberts quickly, in 29 seconds, scores the pin over his Grinnell opponent at 132 pounds.
That's getting stuff done right there. A great job out of Harberts. You know, he's an outstanding wrestler. We watched him over the years. He's just 33-7, his sophomore. He's on a mission here, and he's got Leshen in his sights, but he's got Cowan up next for Centerville. Harberts and Cowan will go out at 126 later on here as we move along in the weight class. We're going to move to 132. We got another Sheraton wrestler out there, Tanner Pausch, take on Dakota Miller of Davis County.
I want to thank Iowa Realty in Sheraton. Hanson's Iowa Realty 5 is realtor there to help you in Sheraton, along with the Lucas County Health Center, your local hospitals and clinics there in Sheraton, there to serve you for all your medical needs as we get Sheraton out on the mat versus Davis County here at 132 pounds. It's Dakota Miller from Davis County versus Tanner Pausch from Sheraton at 132.
Well, it looks like Miller was going to get the leg in. He does have the leg in, but Pausch did a good job of trying to get out of it now. A little deep on the Miller, and Pausch does a great job of rolling over. Now has Miller up on his back. Joe, what a turn of events right there.
Well, the official gave the takedown to Miller from Davis County. He didn't really have control yet. Just as quick as he gave the takedown to Miller, nice job by Tanner Pausch rolling through, puts his opponent on his back for a three-point near-fall move. And now Tanner Pausch, with a 5-2 lead, trying to extend that here. He's got the cross leg ride in on the right side, trying to put a chicken wing in on the other side. Now he rides with both legs. Still got the cross leg in on the right. A little bit high. Tries to roll his opponent over. Now he's got him in the spladle and getting more back points. With 53 seconds to go, Miller is in trouble. And I think Tanner Pausch gets a pin.
Wow, how about that?
Call in 1-13. Tanner Pausch, the spladle, gets the pin over Miller.
How about that? Sheraton right out of the gate to back-to-back pins, and they're on a roll here as we move right along. And it's going to be another Sheraton-Centerville matchup in the quarterfinals as Pausch will take on Irwin of Centerville at 132. But Tanner Pausch with the win and the getting it in Grant's Isle with the pin.
And, hey, thanks to the Grace Baptist Church in Sheraton sponsoring that pin by Tanner Pausch at 132 pounds. Services at 10:30. In the morning and 6:30 on Sunday. Heard on KIIC at 10 and 7 on Sundays. So thanks to Grace Baptist Church there in Sheraton.
Absolutely. And, of course, Motor Inn of Knoxville. Need a new vehicle? Check out what Motor Inn has to offer. And, boy, they got a huge selection up there. And you got to stop by, and they will take exceptional good care of you. All right, we're going to head back down to Eddieville, Blakesburg, Fremont. Jay Mill, I hear the music. That means something's going on down at Rocketland.
Tucker Black with a pin over Seth Gray from Moravia. So that's Eddieville Blakesburg's second pin of the day. Tucker Black gets a pin in the first minute here in the first period over Seth Gray of Moravia, weight class 145. Add to that Mr. Blake Moroff earlier in weight class 132. One more quick update, gentlemen. Lane Boonder from Sigourney-Kyoto and Tate Schropp were tied at the end of regulation. He's from Pekin. Lane's from Sigourney-Kyoto. They went into extra time, and Lane Boonder with the win from Sigourney-Kyoto. And we'll throw it back to you guys. This update is brought to you by Ford's Grill in Eddieville. Back live to Albion.
Hey, Joe, real quick, if we can keep you on the line, Joe Millage down at Eddieville, Blakesburg, Fremont. The question we have up here is Megan Black, was she able to qualify health-wise to wrestle today?
I'm still looking through the sheet, but I don't see her name yet, so I don't think so.
It'd be there at 113 or 120, Joe.
All right, a quick, quick check here of 120. She's not on it. And 113. Yeah, she did make it at 113. You're right. She's got a bye. And, she will take on Brandon Bayon from Pekin here in just a little bit, gentlemen. Thank you, Joe, for the help there. Thank you.
Great well, that's going to be an exciting match for the Eddieville Rockets. Last year, place winner Megan Black, looking for her third trip to the Wells Fargo Arena for the Eddieville Blakesburg Rockets. Endured a knee injury through most of the second half of the season. This will be her first wrestling action back since Christmas.
Well, why don't we take a real quick time out here as we get ready. We'll have a 138 matchup coming up next for us. Will be for our Centerville listeners, Garrett Jay and Taylor Misicic will be on the mat here as we keep on moving along on this Super Saturday. Right now we're on the mats. We'll go to the hard court at Wells Fargo Arena later on this evening. Dan Stocker will be standing by bringing you live girls and boys basketball. But for now, we'll take a quick timeout. Come back. You're listening to Super Saturday right here on your Sports Leader KIIC.
If you're looking for affordable retirement living, may I suggest Benton Place Apartments in Albia. Preference is given to low-income individuals, and Benton Place is also an equal housing opportunity. So give us a call at Benton Place Apartments, 641-932-7855, and set up your appointment today.
Bluff Creek Archery is hosting two indoor 3D leagues. The first league starts on Monday, January 21st, and the second league starts on March 4th. The cost for each 3D league shoot is $60. For more information, call Bluff Creek Archery at 641-932-2422. Get out and enjoy this indoor 3D league. It's a great time to sharpen your skills for the spring season. The best part of this 3D league is when you shoot, your name will go into a drawing for a new bow. That's Bluff Creek Archery in Albia, where you go for all your archery hunting needs.
We'd like to thank those of you who are involved in agriculture. Ag people feed the world. But our farmers and ranchers don't always get appreciated for their dedication. It takes a lot of hard work to make crops grow, and it takes a lot of guts to put it all on the line and face conditions that are not always cooperative. We support agriculture by investing in it with loans for operations, equipment, and livestock. First Iowa State Bank, member FDIC, Albia and Eddyville. Then, now, and always.
At Hammer Medical Supply, we understand the importance of providing top-quality respiratory care to you and your loved ones. No matter what your respiratory needs, home or portable oxygen, CPAP equipment and supplies, or a nebulizer machine, you can be confident about the care you receive from our experienced staff, allowing you to breathe easy with respiratory equipment from Hammer Medical Supply. Stop in today to our Sheraton store at 914 Court Avenue or give us a call at 641-774-4600.
This ain't wrestling. This is wrestling on Thunder Country KIIC.
Things will move fast today here at Sectional Wrestling, and right away as we move right along at 132, Blake Lawless on the mat, and Joe, just as we blink an eye, that mat clears up, and Lawless is on the mat taking on Nolan Crossett of Knoxville.
Just underway here in the first period at 132 pounds, and the takedown for Crossett from Knoxville. He's a 24-17 sophomore going up against the 36-12 record, Blake Lawless, the outstanding Albia freshman, and this match is going to be brought to you folks by the nice people at Benton Place Apartments and Kness Manufacturing. Best mousetrap in the world, watching one of the best freshman wrestlers in Albia on the mat.
Blake has been so stinking solid all year. Just a freshman, and you would never know it when he walks out on the mat, Joe. He just has a strength and confidence about him that you don't see in freshmen.
And he's going to get out of here for an escape. As the time is starting to tick by here in the first period, they're near the edge of the mat. Law's trying to work that magic for an escape and get that one-point escape.
I'll keep an eye over here on the matchup at 136.
There's one. And just as time expires, Blake Lawless gets that one-point escape. So 2-1 the score at 132 pounds as we go to the second period. Folks, every match there will be a flip of the coin in this tournament. There is no home or visitors. Lawless gets the choice. He takes down at 132 pounds from the Albia Fieldhouse. Live high school wrestling actions. It's the sectionals. Blake Lawless at 132 pounds for the Albia Blue Demons against Knoxville's outstanding Nolan Crossett. A couple of outstanding wrestlers here. Jason getting underway second period. Lawless on the bottom.
Over here, still in the first period, we're going to keep our exclusive coverage over here on Blake Lawless. But over on the other mat, with the 59 seconds to go in the first period, it is Garrett J. of Grinnell out in front of Taylor Misicich of Centerville. 4-1 the score over here. Misicich trailing by 3 in the first period.
And Lawless with a real good stand-up. Crossett hanging on to the leg. Lawless with the sprawl. Crossett still with control. Lawless trying to break him down. Lawless is out front. Crossett hanging on to the left leg of Lawless. Counting down through a minute 20 remaining here at 132 pounds in the second period. We got a stalemate. We'll go back to the center of the mat. Lawless worked a real good stand-up that last time to start the second period. Let's see if he sticks with that move here. He does get, nope, now he works hits a switch, trails his right arm on a left side switch, just barely is Crossett able to hang on to that. Now, excellent move back up, and there is a stand-up switch by Lawless. The stand-up switch, Crosser hanging on for dear life, but Lawless looks to me like if he can wrap it up, Jason, he's going to get a two-point reversal here.
He's certainly got the momentum. He might even be able to get him in a back point scenario if he can keep moving.
Plenty of time here. Lawless with a real good stand-up switch there, looking to get that reversal, and no signal yet from the official, but the control is there. There's the two.
Yep. Gets the reversal. Nice job out of Blake Lawless.
Now Blake Lawless hanging on right now. He's in control with a 3-2 lead. His opponent finally realizes that he just got reversed. Now Lawless working with the chicken wing on the left side. Breaks him down with the hips. Now back up with the hips is Crossett. 20 seconds remain here. 132 pounds. Second period. 3-2 lead for Blake Lawless over Crossett from Knoxville. Winner of this match will advance to face the number one seed here at 132 pounds. Just a few seconds remain here in the second period. Blake Lawless, 3-2 over his opponent, Crossett, working the chicken wing. And just as time expires, Lawless about to get him turned over there.
Over here on the other mat, as I just mentioned earlier, it was a Misicich of Centerville trailing, but Garrett J. takes a takedown and turns it into a pin for the Grinnell, and Misicich will move to the bottom half of the bracket, and we're going to go down to Eddieville, Blakesburg, Fremont. Jay Mill is standing by. Joe, give us a quick update.
This update brought to you by Cinef Auction Service. Cinef Auction Service is at your location or ours. Third, Eddieville Blakesburg Rocket wrestler to get a pin, to take the mat and to get a pin, Treg Van Doren beats Sam Dickinson from Van Buren. He will go ahead. We'll send it back up live to you guys in Albia.
Very good. We'll stay with us, Joe. We'll go right back to you here in just a second. But Blake Lawless trying to get the win here for Albia at 132.
Real good job by Blake Lawless. Gets a takedown on a single leg shot. He shot in on a double, really shot right past his opponent. They did a good job, Crossett did, and came back, snagged the single on the way by, and now he's got a chicken wing in. He's out real high, Blake Lawless is, but he's got a 5-2 lead. I'm sure his coaches have instructed him to keep the pressure on, go for those bonus points. Blue Demons looking for a win here at Sectionals. in the Albia Fieldhouse, trying to take advantage of the home gymnasium crowd. Blake Lawless on top, 5-2. Lawless scored on an escape to close the first period after a Crossett takedown, and then a reversal was the only scoring in the second period. Crossett decided to take the neutral position in the third period, and a nice takedown by Blake Lawless. And now he's got the chicken wing in. He's got him turned over, and Crossett is in trouble here. A two-point, at least, near fall for Blake Lawless. That is 2 points on the chicken wing. 7-2 now the score for Blake Lawless, and Lawless charges here with locking hands. That's going to make it 7-3.
Such a great big comeback there by Blake Lawless, showing his strength, his competitiveness, toughs. Just a freshman, folks. And
well,
he's on his way to a win here.
A little bit of bad fortune there. Be called for locking hands. And a lot of folks think that's a junior high penalty. But Lawless had the pinning combination in. You are allowed to lock your hands in a pinning combination. But the arm that he was using, Crossett was able to worm it out. And before Blake could uncouple his hands when he was trying that cradle, just that cat quick, he got called for the locking hands. First thing that we've seen quick out of an official here today, Jason.
Well, Grant Walker from Centerville's over here on the other mat, 152 versus Kenny Clark. And there is a 2-0 lead here for Clark of Grinnell out in front of Grant Walker of Centerville. Let's get back to action here, Joe.
Well, an escape to close the scoring makes the score 7-4. Blake Lawless, he will advance to go up against the very talented grandson of Ron and Cora Leshen, and that would be... always get those Leshen boys mixed up. That would be Josh Crawford. The Leshen boys are a little bit bigger than that. Josh Crawford from Grinnell will be the next opponent for Blake Lawless. Crawford with a 39-6 record, an outstanding senior from Grinnell. Next up for Blake Lawless. And congratulations to Blake Lawless.
Absolutely.
Talented Albia freshman gets his first postseason action with a big W against Crossett from Knoxville.
We're going to go back to Joe Millage here real quick for Centerville wrestling fans. Kenny Clark is taking on Grant Walker of Centerville. Clark out in front here 2-1 as we go to the second period. Joe Millage down in Eddyville Lake for Fremont. You still with us, buddy?
Yeah, I'm still here. Eddyville Lumber brings us this update. Dylan Pigsley with a pin just a few seconds ago. That's number 4 for Eddyville Blakesburg. Dylan Pigsley over Zach Vanderlip from Wayne with a pin, and we continue to move right along down here in Eddyville Blakesburg. Back to you guys in Albia.
And Joe, the live scoring action from trackwrestling.com, the Iowa High School Athletic Association 1A Sectional 2 down there at Eddyville has the Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont team way out front, 138 points, Sigourney Keogh to second with 89, and then farther back in the pack, Southeast Warren, Van Buren, Cardinal, Moravia, Pekin, and Wayne of Cordon. Moravia there in sixth place at that sectional with 43.5 points, but Eddyville way out front, 138 points.
Grant Walker trailing here 2-1 at 152, 135 to go in the second period. Connor Gruger to Sheraton, you're on deck. You'll take on Hamp Kidney of Knoxville, and we'll take a quick timeout and bring you that match when we come back. Back to this Super Saturday, you're listening to Sectional Wrestling on your Sports Leader KIIC.
Save on refreshment this week at Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Foods on North Clinton in Albia. Open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. There's a super buy on regular, diet, and caffeine-free Pepsi and Mountain Dew. 24 packs are $6.99 plus deposit. All 2-liter Pepsi products are 3 for $4. But Bud Light, Select 55, Michelob Golden Light, Draft, Coors Light, and Miller Light 18 packs are $12.79 plus deposit. Stock up on refreshment with Jim and Charlie's.
Are you still searching for the hometown store with hometown values that will still be around next year? Mick Furniture in Albia has been in business for over 50 years and is a family-owned and operated hometown store. Mick Furniture is your local Whirlpool dealer. Mick Furniture has the new Whirlpool French door refrigerator, Gabriel top-load washers and dryers, dishwashers and microwaves with many options to choose from. So when you need to replace any of your appliances, check out the selection of Whirlpool appliances at Mick Furniture on the west side of the Albia Square.
Welcome back, everyone. Super Saturday, sectional wrestling, Albia and Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont. And here at Albia, real quick for those Centerville fans, Kenny Clark is reading Grant Walker 4-3 the score here. But we're going to go right down to Joe Millage down at Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont. Joe, give us a rocket update.
All right, thanks, Jason. I've got Tony Johnson, one of the coaches here from Rocket Nation. And, man, you guys are off to a rousing start here at Sectionals.
Yeah, we had four matches there that we went right at, but we had to go first round. The rest guys have byes. We have all 14 weights covered. And we went out, we got four pins, so we really started out like we want to start.
We're going to go back up to Albie in just a second, but we noticed that Megan Black made the tournament here.
Yeah, she weighed in at 113. And she's got the Pekin kid, Brian, Bayon, dad's name's Brian, Bayon kid here from Pekin first round, or second round, actually.
All right, looking good for Eddyville so far.
Yes, we're dominant.
All right, we're going to come back to you guys. This update brought to you by Ford's Grill in Eddyville. Back live to Albia.
Real quick update for our Centerville listeners at 152 with the third period just opening. Grant Walker hanging in there with Kenny Clark. It's a 4-3 score, and we'll keep an eye on that one. Conger Gugarich will be up and on deck next. Sheraton fans will stay right here. But Joe Sinclair, you got our buddy who's sitting next to you.
Our Matt Side reporter is up in the booth with us right now. Kevin Cochran, you've been here for the duration of this Class 2A high school sectional event here at the Albia Fieldhouse, listening to us broadcast on 96.7. What do you think right now? And you see the team score, the Blue Demons on top there. Anybody going to be able to challenge them here today?
Well, it's really going to come down to bonus points with getting those pins. This first round, it becomes a huge round, because if you lose this round, the best you can do is fifth. So you're not going to get the advancement points. You're not going to get the placing points that you would. So this really makes this first round crucial.
The first couple matches that we've seen that have been contested here, we saw Blake Lawless against Crossett there from Knoxville. A couple of talented wrestlers with 20-plus wins each. Looked to me like maybe a little bit of nerves on the part of both of those young wrestlers.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Crossett was a sophomore and Lawless is a freshman, so this is his first time wrestling in sectionals. Both quality kids, and just showed that maybe Albia's just in that much better shape to pull it out in the third period.
Well, hey guys, we got a really great match going over here on mat number on the red mat. Grant Walker, who trailed 5-3, just got a takedown over Kenny Clark of Grinnell. He's tied it up at 5. So, Centerville fans, we know you're going to be interested in this one. We're gonna take you this match and bring it to you exclusively. And this match is going to be brought to you by
Centerville Tractor and Implement down there at Centerville, one of your John Deere dealers in the family of the Sigourney and Bloomfield groups. And here's with 1 minute to go, Grant
Walker.
Got
him over.
Got him. Oh, he's just a little bit aggressive there. Grant Walker had him on his back. A little bit too aggressive, got too high, and rolling right through was the Grinnell wrestler. And at 152 pounds, with 45 seconds to go, Grant Walker needs to get an escape and a takedown. He gets the escape.
Now he's got to go. 40 seconds to go. He trails by one. What a dramatic contest we're having right here. Grant Walker with a shot and single leg. He's in deep, Joe. He's got him elevated. Comes with a trip. He brings it to the mat. He's got the takedown, but he's got 30 seconds to hold on here and ride him out.
There is an 8-7 score right now. Grant Walker on top for the Centerville Big Reds. You're listening to live high school wrestling action from the Albia Fieldhouse. Joe Sinclair and Jason Summers bringing it to you. 15 seconds to go. Walker hanging on for all he's worth. Now a stand-up, Walker in on the leg, and he's going to take him out of bounds with 9 seconds to go.
Excellent job, and it looks like maybe that Clark has run out a little bit of juice here, but Grant Walker with the comeback, he's trailed the entire match, and here in the final moments has an 8-7 lead, 9 seconds to go. Come on, Centerville Nation, get behind Grant Walker.
Great match here at 152 pounds. The winner's going to get Griffin Osing in the second round, and there's a roll attempt by Clark, and Clark just is going to run out of time just as time expires.
Hey, how about that? Grant Walker, Centerville with the upset win. I won't call it upset, but he was trailing Joe. Grant Walker, 3-20 on the year.
It's an upset win when a guy that's lost 17 times and only won 3 gets past a kid with a winning record. And that's what happens in the postseason, folks. And that kid from Grinnell, Kenny Clark, I think looked right past Grant Walker from Centerville. Congratulations to Grant Walker and his parents, Cam, and that's just a great win for the Centerville Big Reds, isn't it there, Coach?
It's a big win. I mean, if you look at the records of those two kids, my theory, today everybody's 0-0. Who wants it more? And Grant Walker wrestled his heart out for 6 minutes.
All right, let's go to more Sheraton Wrestling, Iowa Realty, and Lucas County Health Center, your local hospital and clinics there in Sheraton to serve you for all your medical needs, bringing you this matchup. Connor Grugrich, Hamp Kinley of Knoxville going out of here on the red mat.
And, folks, it is still plenty of time to get to Albia and come see this live wrestling action for yourselves. We could not, with words, do justice what just happened at 152 pounds when Grant Walker, heavy underdog from Centerville, got past his Grinnell opponent, and that was Kenny Clark, as Gergerich, quick in there on a double leg, takes down his Knoxville opponent here at 152 pounds. It's Kenley from Knoxville trailing now, 2-0 over Connor Gergerich.
I really like the way these Souths... the South Central Conference wrestlers have done here, Joe. This, our conference is being well represented here this morning.
Well, they're putting it on the Grinnell kids when they get the chance. Knoxville, I think, is in a solid third-place situation right now, but Blue Demons, with six number one seeds, a lot of their best wrestlers haven't even taken the mat yet due to the buys that the number one seed will receive.
We're 152 pounds. Connor Gergerich out in front here, 2-0, doing a really good job of riding here on Henley. And we're going to have a potentially dangerous, but it looked like he was going to get that arm barred back, Joe, and make a run at it.
Yeah, and I want to thank a couple more of our excellent Sheraton sponsors here as we get a chance to spotlight Sheraton wrestlers. We've got CNC Cycle. They've got the Harley-Davidson bike for you.
Wow.
And also the Millerton Cafe, best homemade pie around. And if you've ever been through, it's just east of the Highway 14. They call it the Millerton Stub there. Goes on east towards Bethlehem. Millerton Cafe, great homemade pies.
Oh, it looks like Gungrich may have the cradle, and he does. He's got the has a cradle in. Now he's going to switch his way up and continue to ride out here. Gugrich out in front, 2-0 over Kenley of Knoxville.
Yeah, Kenley kid had a real good stand up there, and Gugrich kind of was back on his leg, locked up that cradle for just a second, but good job by Kenley there, busting out of it when he got back down to the mat. We got 9 seconds left here in the first period at 152 pounds. Looks like we're going to go to the second. 2-0, Gugrich on top for Sheraton.
Nearly a minute of riding time, if there was in high school, earned by Gugrich right there. This second period, Connor Gugrich and Hamp Kenley going at it. This second period brought to you by Midwest Heritage Bank. For all your banking needs, let Midwest Heritage Bank assist you. And our friends at Sheraton Hy-Vee, that helpful smile in every aisle, always there to help you.
We've also got a good match going over here at 160 pounds. No score, just underway first period. Centerville's Logan Brown versus Knoxville's Kevin Woodhouse. We're going to bring that match to you by the Motor Inn of Knoxville.
We'll bounce it back and forth here, but right on the red mat. Red and blue mats today, is they'll be identified. Right on the right side is the red mat on your stereo speakers. On the left side is the blue mat. And, Joe, you cover the blue, and I'll cover the red. Conger Grugery's out in front here at 152, 2-0. Second period, 1:38 to go.
I've got Logan Brown over here. No score against Kevin Woodhouse from Knoxville. Brown, a 6-13 senior, up against Woodhouse, a 5-10 sophomore. So a couple guys with losing records going to try to get the big win, the biggest one of their young careers here. At 160 pounds.
Over here, Gugrich gets the takedown, brings him to his back, got back points coming, has that the right shoulder is the only thing up off the mat right now, and Gugrich trying to get the pin here for the Chargers. A minute 12 to go. He's got all kinds of time. He's flattening him out. He's going to hold on here, Joe. I think he's going to get the pin. He's still fighting it out, but Gugrich with the back points and a pin right here at 152. Connor Gugrich, the win for Sheraton, courtesy of Piercebacher Funeral Home, Interiors and More, and Long Creek Outfitters of Sheraton. Congratulations, Sheraton. Connor Gugrich moves on.
I sneaked a peek over there to watch Connor Gugrich get those bonus points for his Sheraton Chargers, and congratulations to the Chargers on that big win. We're still scoreless over here at 160 pounds, where Logan Brown from Centerville is on his feet against Kevin Woodhouse from Knoxville. Just a few seconds remain here in the first period. Next matchup for the blue mat looks like it's going to be Christian Palace taking the mat at 170 for the Blue Demons. You heard Coach Winger say that we had a skin disease for Joe Sager, so he was unable to compete, and that's a very, very tough thing to have happen.
Over here on the red mat, once again, another Sheraton wrestler at it. And that's Evan Havoc of Sheraton, 5-13 on the season, taking on Ryan Follenkamp of Davis County.
And Follenkamp, I snuck a peek over there, shot in with his arms wide open, and Sheraton wrestler just about got a double underhook on there. But that Follenkamp kid looks pretty strong, and he wouldn't have any part of it. And he's on his feet and looks to me like in pretty good condition for the Bloomfield squad.
This Sheraton matchup brought to you by Sheraton Hardee's, the best hand-breaded chicken tenders around, and Piper's. Oh, so good, and it's Valentine's Day coming up, fellas. Piper's, an old-fashioned general store, handmade candy and deli sandwiches. They are sponsoring this opening period of Ryan Follenkamp taking on Sheraton's Evan Havoc.
And got to give Logan Brown credit. At the final seconds, at 160 pounds in the first period, he gets a takedown, so he leads now 2-0 over his opponent, Kevin Woodhouse from Knoxville. Now, to start the second period at 160 pounds, Brown takes the down position. He's going to try to bust out of there, get a stand-up escape for the Centerville Big Reds at 160 pounds.
Over here on the red mat at 160, Havoc of Sheraton, no score, 43 seconds to go. And we'll keep it on your mat as the action continues to build over here on the blue mat.
Stand-up escape there for Logan Brown at 160 pounds. He leads it now 3-0. Both wrestlers on their feet, counting down through the first minute gone in the second period at 160 pounds. 160-pounder for Centerville is Logan Brown. He leads 3-0 over Kevin Woodhouse from Knoxville via a last-second escape in the first period, or last-second takedown in the first period, excuse me, and the escape here in the second.
Here's a takedown by Follenkamp of Havoc, and with only 10 seconds to go in this opening period, Havoc falls victim to Ryan Follenkamp's takedown, and now Follenkamp trying to turn the shoulder over is still parallel, and fortunately for Havoc, did not give up those back points. But as we go to the second period, is Havoc trailing Follenkamp 2-0, Follenkamp out in front.
Follenkamp, a 2012 district qualifier for the Bloomfield squad there. And he takes down to start the second period. We're still on our feet, counting down through the final 30 seconds of the second period at 160 pounds. Logan Brown leads Woodhouse from Knoxville. It's Centerville up 3-0.
Second period brought to you over here in the Sheraton matchup, Golden Furrow of Sheraton for everything ag-related. Danco, outfit your athletes. And Havoc starts in the top position. Follenkamp gets the escape just underway. Second period, 1:35 to go. 2-0 Follenkamp Davis County over Havoc of Sheraton.
And that would be Golden Furrow out of Bloomfield there, Jason. And the founder of Golden Furrow is the grandfather of the kid you're talking about wrestling there, Tom Follenkamp, originally from the Lee County area. A successful businessman over there, moved to Eldon, started Golden Furrow back in the late 70s. You've got several stores now throughout South Central Iowa.
You're like a walking encyclopedia, buddy. That's why, you know, that's why I have to hang out with you. I'd have a choice with Cochran, but with you, I don't have a choice.
Well, it pays to pay attention. We're still 3-0, starting the third period here with Logan Brown from Centerville on top. He works from the top in the second period, or third period, excuse me. We've just been visited by the lovely and gracious Gail Wirtjes, bringing us extra equipment, so we're going to be able to mic up Coach Cochran live.
We'll get this third period to the third person. And we're going to throw the headset on Coach
Cochran.
There's
a pin down there. Follenkamp's going to pin that Sheraton kid.
Havoc in real trouble here, giving up back points now to Follenkamp. 37 seconds to hold on here for Havoc. He trails 5-0, and unfortunately for Havoc, he falls victim to Ryan Follenkamp, an outstanding wrestler from Davis County. Follenkamp gets the win. And real quick, let's head down to Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont, and Joe Millage is on the line with us. Jay Mill gives us an update on Rocketland.
All right, Rocket Nation's in a break. This break, this update brought to you by Leffler Dirt Works. Call Chad Leffler for all your dirt work needs. 226-2231. Congratulations, Eddyville Blakesburg Rockets. We're done with round one here, gentlemen. We're in a break till 12:50. But four quick pins from Eddyville Blakesburg have put them out in front of the team points. Blake Maroff with a pin at 132. Tucker Black with a pin at 145. Treg Van Horn at 152, and Dylan Pigsley with a pin at 182. So we'll continue to keep you up to date right down here at Eddyville Blakesburg as we'll take to the mats for round two coming up at 12:50. Let's go back live to you guys up in Albia.
In the scoring update from the Eddyville sectional, Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont on top with 138 points, followed by Sigourney Kyoto with 95. Close behind them is Southeast Warren with 94, and then 30-point gap back to Van Buren, and then Cardinal in fifth, Pekin in sixth, Moravia in seventh place with 43.5 points, and Wayne of Cordon with 29. And we're back here with live action, 96.7 KIIC, and live streaming on KIICradio.com. Joe Sinclair, Jason Summers, and Kevin Cochran live in the Albia Fieldhouse for Class 2A sectional wrestling. We've got a 195-pound match that is being brought to you by Heartland Public Adjusting. From Sheridan, Brent Johnson is helping you get the best insurance settlement. They work for you and not the insurance company. As Sheridan's 195-pounder, that would be Trevin Nance. He's a freshman with an 11-21 record going up against Caden Moore from Grinnell, a 7-8 sophomore. No score here. Counting down through the first minute of the first period. And just that quick, a trip by Caden Moore, and he gets the takedown. It's Moore from Grinnell up over Nance from Sheraton, 2-0.
And of course, we're going to have our feature matchup as well over on the blue mat, and that's going to go all the way down to the 170 weight class, and that is going to be Christian Palace, his first varsity wrestling, or actually this will be his second one.
It'll be his first competitive one. Yeah. He got a forfeit down there at the Wayne Duels. So Christian Palace, 1-0 on the season. He's undefeated. He's going up against Sheraton's 9-19, Cody Stevenson. And Christian Palace did a great job, won the junior varsity edition of the Southeast Iowa Classic down there in Fairfield. And a lot of good wrestlers there at Fairfield. The winners of that can be a varsity wrestler on a lot of other squads. And there is a headlock attempt by Stevenson from Sheraton, and he actually gets that to work. And he's got an Olympic headlock in on Christian Palace. And with about 20 seconds gone in the first period, Palace in trouble here. He's going to need to get his head through or his arms through out of this headlock because there's a lot of time left, and they're nowhere near the edge of the mat. I don't think he can scoot out, Jason. In trouble is Christian Palace.
Well, if anybody could get out, it'd be Christian. He's a tough competitor. He's not going to give up, no doubt about it. But, boy, that is a strong, strong move put in there by the Sheraton wrestler.
Well, he just got caught in. I don't think that Sheraton wrestler has much besides that headlock. But we're going to have to give him credit if he makes it work. And with a lot of time left here, Christian gets pinned there. Can't see the clock. It's at the very top of the scoreboard. But give the pin there to Cody Stevenson from Sheraton. He advances to wrestle Logan Bowes from Davis County, Bloomfield. It'll be Bowes against Stevenson, Bloomfield versus Sheraton in the semifinal match at 170.
Well, things move fast on these mats, and over at 195, it was Sheraton getting the pin at 170, and over on 195, it was Sheraton giving up the pin as Trevin Nance of Sheraton falls victim to the pin. Grinnell's Caden Moore with the win, and he'll take on Riley Denny of Centerville, and Nance will move to the bottom half of the section. Let's take a quick time out here, Joe, and we'll get right back to action as we come back, and we'll set up, recap where we've been, get in and visit with Joe Millage, and get Coach Kevin Cochran all wired up here as we come back to this Super Saturday. You're listening to Sectionally Wrestling coverage on your Sports Leader KIC.
B&W Plumbing and Heating of Albia is your local Rheem dealer. Call Rick at 932-5632 when it's time to update your heating and or cooling systems or for your repairs. B&W Plumbing and Heating is proud to sponsor the Albia wrestlers at this state tournament.
Hi, I'm Dan from Danco. Spring will be here soon, and now is the time to be thinking about spring sports. Danco is proud to be the leading athletic outfitter for high schools and leagues throughout Iowa and northern Missouri. To the serious athlete, we offer the expertise to help you find the best equipment and uniforms from the leading athletic brand. You can visit us on the Centerville Square, on the web at www.danco.com, or call our toll-free number, 800-326-6261.
Iowa Realty is Iowa's largest. Hanson's Iowa Realty in Sheraton is ready to serve you. Hanson's has five realtors, all members of the National Association of Realtors, the Iowa Association of Realtors, and the Rathbun Board of Realtors. With interest rates low, get out of your rental and start earning equity. You can check inventory and calculate your monthly payments with their online mortgage calculator at iowarealtysheraton.com. To buy or sell farm, acreages, residential, or commercial, call Hanson's Iowa Realty at 641-7 877-458-2222. You don't know what you don't know. Have you had an insurance loss on your home or business? Were you satisfied with your insurance claim payout? At Heartland Public Adjusting, they are advocates that represent the homeowner and business during or after an insurance loss. Insurance companies have professional adjusters that protect the interests of the company, but Heartland works only for the home or business owner. For a free insurance claim review, call Heartland Public Adjusting, 515-559-4828. Check out heartlandpublicadjusting.com.
Now, back to a guy who thinks takedown is something you do with your Christmas lights in June. Here's Jason Summers.
One round of wrestling in the books here as the very beautiful wife of mine brings me a Diet Pepsi. Very grateful, as we're going to need all the lubrication in our voice to pull this off today. But a real nice round here for Albia and Sheraton in this opening round.
A surprise, folks. Coach Cochran, why don't you break it down for us, the team scores. A surprise in first place. I don't think it's going to last, but we got Sheraton on top right now.
Yeah, well, just going from the bottom up, Centerville's in sixth place after round one with 58. Davis County in fifth place with 67. Knoxville in fourth place at 72. Grinnell in third place with 83. Albia is second place right now with 87, and Sheraton leads after round one with 90. A lot of things are going to change in this next round because you get a lot of not only your advancement points, but your placing points as far as making that final, winning this round and making it to the finals.
Yeah, that advancing to the finals, it doesn't guarantee second place points, folks, because we do crown a first and second place advancer. So to advance to districts, you've got to beat everybody here to get either first or second. So if you don't beat the kid that finishes in third place and you lose in the finals, it's called the wrestle back, and that is some of the most intense wrestling that you are ever going to see, because winner goes on and the loser stays home, and some of the best matches that I have ever seen have been wrestlebacks at sectionals and districts.
Without a doubt, and to understand the scoring system, the way it works, like, if you win this round right now, the worst you can get is fourth place. So right now you're holding fourth place team points. And as you advance, so if they advance to the finals, normally you think you'd either be first or second, so you would get those second place team points. But with the wrestle back, you're only going to jump up to third, minimum of third place points. And then winning that final match, you're really going to see the points jump up, and that, I think that's where Albie's going to have the advantage with their workhorses right there in the middle.
I like his prescription for us to get a championship, and I know the coaches are really shooting for that. But real quick, let's move back down to Jay Mill, Joe Millage down at Rocket Nation, and Joe, give us an update. He didn't fall asleep, did he? Yeah, well, all that noise, he might not be able to hear us. That's the thing that's you battle in this, is the chaos, the quickness of everything moving, Joe Sinclair. It moves fast, the crowd is loud, and it's not just difficult for the broadcasters, but those that are keeping scores, keeping track of the brackets, and for the wrestlers themselves to make sure they stay focused.
Well, and we also have the fabulous Scotty Fry back on the board high above the square in beautiful downtown Albia.
Well, if we didn't have Scotty back there, buddy, he's what makes us have the chance to sound good.
That is right. That is right. I'm going to just quickly go down through here, class by class, folks. Joe Sinclair and Jason Summers bringing you live high school wrestling action. We're on a break here for about 10 minutes, so we've got a chance to break these brackets down for you. At 106 pounds, we haven't had a match yet. There's only four wrestlers represented here from these six schools. Number one seed, Walker Henderson, with a 21-7 record. He's going to have probably Zach Bogle in the championship. Zach Bogle, a 29-15 senior from Centerville. I like both of those wrestlers at 106 pounds. I think the six-pounders at this stage of the season, they've been growing, and sometimes it comes down to whoever has grown the slowest to maintain that 106-pound conditioning. So I think that'll be an interesting final at 106 pounds between Davis County, Bloomfield, and Centerville. At 113 pounds, probably the thinnest, no, not probably, definitely the thinnest of the weight classes, but we do have three outstanding wrestlers with 20-plus wins here. Cody Smith from Davis County has got the number one seed with a 21-10 record. He'll compete in the championship against either Jake Staroska from Grinnell or Michael Cope from Centerville. And that will be the only semifinal match at 113 pounds. It will be Starowska versus Cope, Grinnell versus Centerville at 113. Shadow Lesher from Albia is the number one seed at 120 pounds here at the Albia sectional, Class 2A. Number two is Garrett Owens from Centerville. Owens and Leshen have met a couple times this year. And Leshen, of course, only the one loss last week against Jaron Glosser. Probably be looking to see Owens against Leshen, and those two will probably advance. But Nick Ryan from Sheraton in the semifinal against Owens, freshman, outstanding record, 22-17, and a wrestler that's been coming on late in the season. Leshen's semifinal opponent will be Skyler Cunningham from Knoxville.
You know, I like this 126 bracket. I think it's one of the toughest of the day. Bryce Leshen had the chance to take on Cowan over the weekend a week ago, and that was a huge match for him. And he got the win, and that's why he got the top seed here. But you look at Harberts, Leshen, and Cowan, that's a strong 1-2-3 punch at 126.
Well, Leshen, one of his only losses on the year was to Jaron Glosser at the very beginning. Devin Harberts from Sheraton, 33-7 as a sophomore, a very talented wrestler. Tanner Cowan, only 2-1 on the season. He's only wrestled once, and that was at the Southeast Iowa Classic in Fairfield last week. He won his first two matches, made it into the championship, and was beaten by Bryce Leshen. Got to wonder how somebody that's been out all year long with a leg injury that he sustained in football is going to be, as far as conditioning goes, for Centerville. So that'll be an excellent, not just championship, but also probably a wrestleback situation. And back to Joe Mill.
All right, you hear the bumper music, and that is an indication that something's happening down in Rocket Land. Joe Millage, take it away.
All right, this update brought to you by First Iowa State Bank with offices and locations in Albia and Eddyville. And Eddyville Blakesburg off to a great start, gentlemen. We're just getting ready to conclude our hold time, our wait time period. They're going to get underway here with round two coming up in just a couple of minutes at about 12:50. Congratulations to Eddyville Blakesburg. They're on top in the point race with 138 points. Sigourney Keota distant second with 95, but still a lot of wrestling to do down here, gentlemen, in Eddyville Blakesburg. But some great quick pins here, four quick pins in the opening round from Blake Maroff at 132, also Tucker Black at 145, Treg Van Horn at 152, and Dylan Pigsley at 182. We'll give you some more updates of some of the other area wrestlers. Of course, we've got a lot of 1A schools here from around the area, including Cardinal, Moravia, Pekin, Sigourney Keota, Southeast Warren, Van Buren, and Wayne of Cord. And then that match we're going to be looking at here very soon is going to be Megan Black coming up, and she'll be taking on Brandon Bayan in the weight class 113. Megan Black with several injuries here over the course of this winter season, and she's slated now with a bye. She will wrestle at 113 against Braden Bayan from Pekin. And we'll bring you the results of that one. Of course, Megan Black, the first female to win a contested match at the state wrestling tournament. Let's go back to you guys live up in Albia.
Very good. We've got a break here between the action, and we're going to continue to break down these brackets. Joe, we talked about 126, but 132, as you just keep going through here, all of these are very difficult. And these are, we just seen earlier where the Sheraton wrestler was able to get the upset, or the Centerville wrestler Walker was able to get the upset, that everything's possible. But 126 is one of the toughest, so is 132.
32, you got Josh Crawford from Grinnell, a senior, looking to improve upon his state appearance last year. He'll be going in a semifinal up against the talented freshman from Albia, Blake Lawless. Lawless got past Nolan Cross from Knoxville in their opening round match. Then the other side is going to be Bradley Irwin from Centerville against Tanner Pausch from Sheraton, and the winner of that match will advance to the final. At 138, Caleb White from Albia is the number one seed. He will be going up against Kieran Robich from Knoxville. Robich got past Cale Baird from Davis County in his quarterfinal match. On the other side of the bracket, Tyler Nance received a bye. He's the number two seed, and he will go, I believe, did Garrett Jay from Grinnell beat Taylor Misetich in that match? I believe he did. So it'll be Garrett Jay from Grinnell against Tyler Nance at 138. Dalton Fulkers at 145 pounds is your number one seed here at the Albia Class 2A sectional. His second round opponent will be, I believe, Dom Clark from Knoxville. Stephen McCurdy from Sheraton received a bye, as did Brody Beck from Grinnell. Brody Beck, a very talented wrestler, 42-3 on the season. So it's Beck versus McCurdy. Wouldn't be surprised to see Beck and Folkers in that championship at 145. But anybody that looks past Stephen McCurdy from Sheraton is going to be making a mistake. McCurdy coming on very strong here at the end of the season, which is what you like to see as a coach. 152 pounds, Griffin Osing, the number one seed. Spencer Bassett from Davis County, the number two seed. They've met several times this year, Osing with a couple of wins there. Bassett, outstanding record on the season, 29-5. And those would be your two favorites to advance out of this sectional. Gets a little thin after that. Brett Leshen at 160, undefeated on the season at 43-0. Bryce Litka from Grinnell, 31-12, will be the number two seed. He goes up in his semifinal against Ryan Fullenkamp. And I really think that's a match to watch, Jason. Fullenkamp against Litka at 160 pounds. I think you're going to see a real good match there. A couple evenly matched wrestlers with a lot to advance for. 170, a little bit thinner at 170. Logan Bowes from Davis County, clearly the number one seed. Aaron Crossett from Knoxville. 31-3 on the season, number two, but he'll be going up against Jack Leshen, 37-4 out of Grinnell, and I think that's going to be the match to watch at 170.
Yeah, for sure.
It'll be Jack Leshen from Grinnell and Aaron Crossett from Knoxville at 170 to see who advances to wrestle against Logan Bowes from Davis County. But don't look past him. He shouldn't be looking past Cody Stevenson from Sheraton. Stevenson with the first period pin against Christian Palace, showing that he does know how to work a throw.
At 182, it'll be Colton Spohr, the top seed, taking on Jacob West, and he'll get his first varsity appearance of the season. Jacob from Albia has been slotted in at 182. He'll take on the top seeded Colton Spohr, and then Julio Sanchez of Grinnell will take on Carter Isley. And if you've been seeded higher than Carter Isley, you must be pretty darn good. So that'll be an interesting matchup there in the finals.
Only four wrestlers here at 182 pounds, but the top two wrestlers between them are a combined 58-3. So look to see Spohr and Isley advance. Would be a bit surprised for both of those wrestlers to advance to the state at the district tournament next week also. 195 pounds, it's Riley Denny from Centerville. He is the 36-6 number one seed. Jack Agan from Knoxville has the number two seed with 22-16 record, but he's going to be going up against Christian Summers in the semifinal. And I really like the way Christian's been wrestling here, and be a great thing if he could catch him in a move and knock off Jack Agan from Knoxville.
That wouldn't break this old dad's heart, but moving right along to 220. It's also a four-man bracket. And Austin Washington gets the top seed.
Yeah, Austin Washington, the only wrestler at that bracket with a winning record. Excuse me. No wrestler in that bracket has a winning record. Warrington from Grinnell, 22-25, gets the number one seed. 10-14 freshman from Knoxville, Brock Kavnis, gets the number two seed. But when you've got four wrestlers, none of them has a winning record, I think anything can happen, and probably will at 220 pounds.
Then 285, the top seed goes to Albia's
Zach Davis, 24-11 on the season. Just been getting better and better as the year has progressed. Actually has a pretty good single leg, and that's not something that you say very often about a 285-pound wrestler. Ben Kincart from Davis County Bloomfield, the number two seed, and he took Zach Davis to an overtime match that Davis wound up getting past him with a takedown in the first overtime.
Well, that's the brackets broke out. The wrestlers are in their session break, and we're going to take a break as well, and we'll check back in with Joe Millage when we come back and check in with our buddy Kevin Cochran on the Tharp Funeral Home mat side mic, where you can stop by Tharp Funeral Home, pre-plan now. It's easier than you think, and we'll be right back. You're listening to sectional wrestling coverage here on this Super Saturday on your sports leader, KIC. Don't go anywhere.
Looking for a way to spend quality family time? Well, Hobby Haven has the answer, whether your dream is to drive a race car, fly a plane or a helicopter, or engineer a mile-long freight train, or just build a model of your fantasy dream machine. Hobby Haven has the hands-on hobbies and the staff of active hobbyists to help you realize your dreams. Hobby Haven, 2575 86th Street in Urbandale. Stop in and experience the family fun only a hobby can provide. Live your dreams at Hobby Haven in Urbandale.
Now, back to a guy who thinks a dual meet is when you take a girl out for the first time, then meet her sister, think she's better looking, so you dump the first one, only to find out the sister likes your brother. Yeah. Here's Jason Summers.
Doesn't get any easier than that, folks. Nor does it get any easier than to cover wrestling on two different locations. And we're doing that today. Joe Millage down in Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont. And Joe, I have word that Megan Black is on the mat, and we want to get an update, so take it away.
She's not only on the mat, Jason, but she is up 4-0, earning some back points. Almost had the pin right there before the end of the first period. And you're exactly right. We're covering four mats here today. Two down here in Eddyville, Blakesburg, two up in Albia, and it looks like Megan Black's opponent from Pekin just got a couple of points from an escape. So we're going to watch this one here. It's now 4-2. A reversal, sorry, not an escape, but a reversal. This update is being brought to you by Ford's Grill in Eddyville. One of the best cheeseburgers in the whole world you'll get at Ford's Grill in Eddyville. Tanner Ray is also on a mat here from Eddyville Blakesburg, and he's finding himself down 2-0 to his opponent, Tyler Runyon from Van Buren. And again, we're watching Megan Black over here, weight class 113 on mat number two with about a minute left in the second period. She's up 4-2. She's up 4-2, but and she's getting a reversal here. She got 2 points. It's now 6-2, and she's now got the upper hand on her opponent from Pekin. You guys want it back? You just give us the word here.
We want to hear you bring this coverage, buddy. We want to hear your play-by-play analogy. Come on, Alice.
I know you.
We heard. We just got the 2 point. the 2 point escape was great.
Yeah, no such thing.
I've been there, buddy. I've been there.
You guys. Megan Black is trying to get the pin work in here. The official has got his eye goggles right down there on the mat to see if she can pin those shoulders to the mat. It's close. There's 16 seconds left here in the second period. It's 6-2. Megan Black on top of Brandon Byan from Pekin. She's looking at the official saying, you know, kind of what more can I do here? And the crowd is getting a little bit antsy as well. And that's the end of the second period. The crowd's a little frustrated about that. We'll see what Megan does. Back here on mat number one, we have Tanner Ray, who's now down 5-0 on mat one in weight class 106. Also, an earlier pin we had from Moravia, Briar Cochran from Moravia, with the pin over Drayton Ham from Cardinal of Eldon. All right, here comes the third period for Megan Black. She takes the bottom.
Joe, I'm going to throw in a plug for Ford's Grill in Eddyville. I think you said that their burgers were presenting this, and the way you're stumbling through this match, I think they deserve one more mention there as the third period starts for Megan Black.
I appreciate that, Joe. Thank you. Minute and a half left in this match. And Megan is up 9-2 now. So she's well in hand. We'll see if she can ride this one out another minute and a half. And unfortunately, Eddyville Blakesburg's had its first defeat over here on mat one with Tanner Ray losing to his opponent from Van Buren. And Joe, while we reset some headgear over here on mat two with Megan Black, you mentioned trackwrestling.com. It's interesting that the 45-minute wrestling time limit, the delay that wrestlers are required to have between matches, is controlled, actually, by trackwrestling.com. I did not know that. You probably knew that. But if they go to the scorers table to wrestle, and trackwrestling.com won't let them wrestle, and if there hasn't been that 45-minute delay.
Part of the wonders of wireless technology that we are enjoying here in the Albia High School Fieldhouse, as well as you down there at Eddyville for the Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont Rockets.
All right, 30 seconds left here with Megan Black on top, 9-2. And she's letting her opponent ride her towards the out-of-bounds marker. We'll see if Brandon's going to get it done here. Brandon Bayer from Pekin now on back, on the back. He's got that arm hooked around Megan's back. She's working towards the out-of-bounds marker here. She just needs to hold on another 10 seconds, and they're out-of-bounds here with 8 seconds left, gentlemen.
Megan We're Black. Breaking the action here at the Albia Fieldhouse, and the 106-pounders are just getting ready to take the mat, so we'll listen to you finish up Megan Black's match there in Eddyville and bring it back here, Joe.
Very good, Joe. Megan Black, a senior here at Eddyville-Blakesburg. Fremont leads her opponent, Brandon Bayon, a junior from Pekin. And they just wound the clock here, 6 seconds left. He's trying to, Brandon's trying to work the takedown here. And a potentially dangerous situation, but that's the end of the match. And Megan Black is going to get a win here. Joe, you talked about it earlier. Megan's had a lot of injuries. She fought some injuries over the holiday break and has been sick. And she comes back here to get her first win. She had a bye in the first round. Second round, she gets the win, Joe, 9-2.
Great job out of you, Joe Millage, down at Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont. We're going to keep coming back to you throughout the day. And a big win for Megan Black. Coach Cochran, you had a chance. You got the honor to coach Megan and was a part of the history that's made there at Wells Fargo Arena. That's a real nice win. Tough kid. She's fought back from that injury. And a lot of people would have maybe said she didn't have a chance to come back and wrestle this season, but she was determined and found a way.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like there's always controversy that surrounds the situation there. But I got a chance to talk to her a little bit before sectionals. And I think, you know, the injury still bothering her a little bit. But she understands. I mean, she's a senior, so she went up to 113, so she didn't have to cut as much weight. And, you know, I wish her the very best. She's going to have a tough road to get there, but she's very capable of doing it. She's proven it in the past.
Absolutely. She's on her way with the big win for Megan Black. You heard it right there, Joe Millage with his broadcasting wrestling debut.
That was great, Joe. Here at 106 pounds, we've got a good match going between Ben Woldridge from Knoxville and Zach Bogle from Centerville. Bogle on top, 2-0. First period takedown there for Zach Bogle from Centerville. And he leads 2-0, about 30 seconds left in the first period. The other 106-pound match looked like we had Walker Henderson with a fall over Connor McKay from Grinnell. And so Walker Henderson will advance to the 106-pound championship.
Joe, you'll cover the blue mat. I've got the red mat as Michael Cope of Centerville takes the mat, taking on Jake Strasco and of Grinnell. So we'll bounce back and forth here. Bogle for Centerville on the blue mat. Joe, you got that, and I got Cope over here on the red mat for Centerville. He's out in front. They didn't give him the takedown.
And these matches are going to be brought to you by the Sheraton Valley Rural Electrification Co-op. Sheraton Valley REC, bringing you your power since about 1920, I think. We've got a 2-0 score here with Zach Bogle. Count down through the final seconds, and just as the period expires, Bogle with the chicken wing gets his opponent turned over, but not enough time to count four back points.
Over here on the red mat, it is Michael Cope of Centerville out in front. He's got a 2-0 lead over Jake Strasco of Grinnell. 1:13 to go, opening period. Now breaks him down to the mat. Riding hard on top, trying to bar the arm back. Cope barring the right arm back. Strasco able to get to his base. Now trying to roll out of it, but Cope has nothing to do with it. Now Cope has that arm barred, trying to run it. He's got the shoulders parallel. He's on his way to back points as Cope from Centerville out in front of Strasco here. I don't think got the three count. He's got the back parallel once again. Nope, called it off, wiped it off. He's still got plenty of time here. 41 seconds. Has that arm barred back. He's got to sit back a little bit. He does this time now. Able to get that left shoulder elevated. And he's got him on his back here. He goes with a three count on his way to a five count. And, Joe, you got a result over on the blue mat.
A real good job by rolling through from Zach Bogle. Rolls right into a reverse half Nelson and pins Ben Woolridge in 3 minutes and 10 seconds.
Over here on the red mat, it is Cope. He's got a 5-0 lead here. Strasco tries to do a sit-out. Brought back down by Cope. Right at the edge of the mat and right at the final seconds of that opening period. And we're going to get to a 120 action and bring you exclusive Shadow Leshen coverage here as we move to 120, the top-seeded Shadow Leshen. And he's going to take on the Knoxville wrestler, Skylar Cunningham.
Shadow Leshen takes the mat for the first time after being handed a loss. And he is on his feet with ankle pick, quickly takes so quick. Down Skyler Cunningham from Knoxville, gets the two-point takedown with the ankle pick. Just picked that ankle, twisted around, and got the 2 points. Looks like he's going to try to turn him here. He's got the corkscrew ride in. And as they go out of bounds near the edge of the mat, he has him broken down. Shadow Leshen has Skyler Cunningham broken down. But it looks to me like too close to the edge of the mat, can't get anything done.
That takedown by Shadow Leshen brought to you by Bluff Creek Archery. Get all your archery equipment at Bluff Creek Archery in Albia. All takedowns today brought to you by our friends from Bluff Creek Archery.
2-1 the score now. Shadow Leshen cuts his opponent as we restart at the center of the mat. Leshen on top, 2-0 over Skyler Cunningham from Knoxville. Leshen with a 42-1 record. He's a junior. Skyler Cunningham of Knoxville, 21-17 on the season. And just cat quick single leg there by Shadow Leshen. He's up 4-1 now. And he's going to try the deep waist ride.
Real quick update. Just in a crazy move, Jack Strasco, as Copa took a shot in on Strasco. Strasco was able to manipulate his body, and Cope got out of position and found himself in a pinning combination by Strasco. And Michael Cope, who was leading the match, gives up the pin to Strasco, and Strasco will move on.
Shadow Leshen lets his opponent up, and the score is now 4-2. Still first period action. Poor shot there by Skyler Cunningham, and a spin around by Shadow Leshen, and he's up 6-2 now. And if you're a severe underdog, you got to take a little bit better shots than that. But a very experienced Shadow Leshen now. He's trying to work a tilt to get some back points here. He's got the arm barred. Tries to go with the ball and chain now. About 20 seconds left here. The 120 pounds. Shadow Leshen up 6-2. Looks like he's going to be content to ride out Skyler Cunningham and take a 4-point lead into the second period. Out of bounds now with just a few seconds left.
I've got the live wrestling action over here on the red mat. Ryan of Sheraton, Nick Ryan of Sheraton, taking on Owens, Garrett Owen of Centerville. This match being brought to you by Golden Furrow and Dan Coe, along with Hobby Haven out of Sheraton and of Urbandale. Right now it is Owen out in front, 2-0 with the takedown over Ryan of Sheraton. Just underway first period. A minute to go, and
we're just going to start the second period here for Shadow Leshen. Falvey Lumber in Albia is ready to help you with all your building needs. Remember Falvey Lumber when you need boards. Shadow starts the second period in the down position. Quick stand up, and they go out of bounds, and we're going to restart it with 1:53 left in the second period. 6-2, Shadow Leshen leading. Quick sit out by Shadow Leshen, then the reversal, and what a great switch there by Shadow Leshen. He leads now 8-2. His opponent from Knoxville is Skyler Cunningham. Skyler Cunningham trails 8-2. Leshen from Albia on top.
That reversal brought to you by Edwards Jones over here on the red mat. It's still Owens of Centerville out in front of Ryan of Sheraton. 2-0. Final 14 seconds, opening period. And Owens will ride out Ryan to finish that opening period. Let's go back to 120 action, Shadow Leshen.
Folks, this live wrestling action is being brought to you on 96.7 KIIC and live streaming on KIICradio.com. Joe Sinclair, Jason Summers, and Kevin Cochran bringing you the action from the Albia Fieldhouse, where at 120 pounds, top-seeded, 41-1 record, Shadow Leshen leads his opponent, Skyler Cunningham, from Knoxville by an 8-2 score. 1 minute remains in the second period. Leshen on top. He started this period on the bottom, had a quick reversal, and hasn't really been able to do anything with Skyler Cunningham since. And near the edge of the mat, he tries to let him up. Cunningham doesn't really get separation, so Shadow tries to put in a front headlock, and now he gets behind him, and now he's going to cut him. So 8-3 is the score now. Both wrestlers on their feet. Shadow Leshen looking for a move that can lead to some back points or a pin for bonus points for the Blue Demons. And there is a double leg shot. 10-3 the score now. And near the edge of the mat at 120 pounds, Shadow Leshen maneuvers out of bounds. 10-3 the score.
All right, on the red mat, Ryan of Sheraton still trailing 2-0 over Owen. Owen started in the down position, and Ryan has done a great job of riding him out here 45 seconds into the second period. The second period brought to you by Mac Hardware, all your hardware needs, Echo Chainsaw Dealer, and Judge Ranch House for all your entertainment, located in Lacona, And Ryan doing a great job of writing down Owens here, but Owens of Centerville with the 2-0 lead. Let's go back to Shadow Leshen.
Well, Shadow's wrestling a kid that's just trying to not get pinned. Really doing a good job of keeping his elbows in when he's in the down position. Haven't really seen anything out of Skylar Cunningham. He did take one shot there to begin the second period. It was kind of a wild one. Shadow shucked him by and got behind him. But we start the third period, 10-3 is the score. Shadow in the down position. And now Shadow out. So 11-3 the score.
Well, over here on the red mat, Ryan of Sheraton gives up the escape to Owens, and they'll meet back at the center of the mat. 44 seconds to go. Here's a single leg and a takedown to by Owens. He's out in front now, 4-0, working his way to the top, and Ryan trying to get out of it. Did a little roll, but Owens took it away. 30 seconds and counting here, second period.
Blood timeout at 120 pounds for Skylar Cunningham. So we'll stay right with Nick Ryan from Sheraton. He is trailing 5-0 against Garrett Owens from Centerville.
And Owens has that arm bar back, trying to sit back and get the tilt. He's got the tilt in. There's back points being awarded by Owens.
The only chance Nick Ryan's got in this match right now is he's going to be trailing 7-0, so he's going to need a big move in the third period. Could be a defensive pin here if we had just a little bit more time. But two back points there for Owens from Centerville. 8-0 the score.
Shadow Leshen in action over here at 120. And Joe, he's got a wide margin there, 13-4 the score.
Well, Shadow had a chance to talk to his coaches during the blood timeout, and the blood timeout will continue again. And Shadow came out with some throwing maneuvers, and I think we're going to see Shadow try to do a cow catcher and an underhook or some type of headlock to get a pinning combination on his opponent, Skylar Cunningham, because Cunningham not giving him anything from the down position. He's going to need to get it done off of his feet.
Nick Ryan breaks down Owens on the mat. Ryan trailing here 7-0. Owens of Centerville out in front. Ryan working his way to the top, trying to get that arm back. It's the
power half.
And lost it there momentarily. Still stay on top. Owens trying to get to his base, but a great slam back down by Ryan.
And Nick Ryan with the T-bar ride right now, trying to break his opponent down. He's got him broken down. The official right on top of it warns Owen for stalling verbally. He didn't give him the official warning, but he told him, hey, you got to do something there on the bottom. Nick Ryan trying real hard. You're going to have a stalemate call here with both wrestlers. No change. And we were right, Jason. That was only a two-point near fall. Yep. The score, official score, had it wrong. So it is 7-0. So Nick Ryan with a chance to put a big move here, let him up, take him down with another big move, and try to squeeze out a win here for the Sheraton Chargers. But
well, there's a switch out and a reversal now by Owens. He's got a 9-0 lead, and again, just in the underway here, third period.
At 120 pounds, we're back wrestling. Shadow Leshen on his feet against Skylar Cunningham from Knoxville, and Leshen with a quick takedown. That makes the score 15-4, folks, an 11-point advantage for Shadow Leshen. Shadow cuts his opponent, Cunningham. Shot there by Cunningham. He's not giving it up yet. Shadow Leshen with front headlock in now. Looks like he's going to try to maybe turn that into a dump, but just a spin behind. Takes him down and cuts him. 17-6 now the score.
30 seconds remain over here on the red mat, Joe. And again, it's Garrett Owens out in front. He's got a wide margin, 9-0 over Ryan of Sheraton.
Shadow Leshen, another takedown, another cut. That makes the score 19-7. 19-7 the score now. Shadow Leshen leads. There's just a quick dump, and looks like Skylar Cunningham has just given up. There's 21-8. Next takedown, it ends. There it is. That's a two-point takedown. 23-8, technical fall for Shadow Leshen, and really a takedown clinic for Shadow Leshen. A little bit frustrating, I think, there that he didn't get the pin.
Over on the red mat, it was Owens of Centerville getting the win over Ryan of Sheraton. And the final there, 12-0. We're going to move right along here as the Albion wrestlers will start to work their way out. Bryce Leshen is going to come out, and he is going to be on the blue mat. And, of course, we're going to have a Sheraton wrestler over on the red mat. But we'll take a quick journey down to Eddieville, Blakesburg, Fremont. Real quick, Jay Mill, give us a rocket update.
This update brought to you by UGL Unico, providing facility maintenance for Cargill. Congratulations, Blake Maroff goes to the championship round, 36-1 on the season at weight class 132. He'll take on Jeremiah Green coming up. Green from Sydney, Kyoto, who beats his opponent from Southeast Warren, Alex Mitchell. There's been a couple other wins as well from Eddieville Blakesburg, including Cody Brown and Jake Van Engelhoven. They both have won by decisions, and we'll come back to hear when you guys have a few minutes, and we'll get you a complete update.
Well, we've got two amazing matches going right here. Maybe the combo matches of the night, Harberts and Cowan on the red mat, Harberts of Sheraton, Cowan of Centerville, and you've got a great one over there with Leshen taking on Dakota Shedder of Davis County.
That is right. Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Foods and Lathrop Construction are bringing you this 126-pound match. Bryce Leshen leads 2-1 quickly with the takedown and just immediately cuts his opponent, Dakota Shedder from Davis County.
Over here on the red mat, it was Harbert's in with a takedown move, but a good counter by Cowan, and no points award yet. Harbert subs on through on the backside. Now with the double leg, comes to the mat, and Harbert's with a 2-0 lead over Cowan. Let's go back to action over on the blue mat.
Nice job by Bryce Leshen. Quick double leg takedown, cuts him just as quick, makes the score 6-2. Then he cuts him again, makes the score 6-3. Bryce Leshen putting on a takedown clinic at 126 pounds. Back to you, Jason.
Harbert's and Cowan going out. Cowan gets the escape. Now it's 2-1. Harbert's a Sheraton over Cowan of Centerville. They meet right back in the middle of the mat. Let's go back to blue mat as Leshen takes a big shot there.
Another takedown and another intentional let go by Bryce Leshen. Scores 8-4. Four escapes for Shutter. Four takedowns for Leshen.
A quick takedown there by Owens, and now he has the lead 3-2 over Harberts. Owens riding up top trying to get Harberts barred back. Let's go back to the blue mat as once again Bryce Leshen right at it.
Another edge of the mat takedown. Leshen leads 10-4. Still in the first period, folks. A takedown clinic for Bryce Leshen.
Tanner Cowan of Centerville out in front here, 3-2. And we have a second period action here. Just going to get underway here, but Bryce Leshen out in control over on the blue mat. Is Harbert and Cowan of Centerville go at it. I said Owens, but I meant Cowan.
And Bluff Creek Archery, where you can get all your archery equipment at Bluff Creek Archery in Albia, is getting their takedown money's worth. They've brought you the takedowns for the Blue Demons today. Five of those in the first period for Bryce Leshen here at 126 pounds. He leads 10-4, and we still have a few ticks left on the clock in the first period at 126 pounds. It's Leshen 10, Shutter from Davis County 4.
15 seconds into this second period, it is Cowan of Centerville out in front of Harberts of Sheraton. This matchup of Sheraton Wrestling brought to you by Sheraton Ford and Smith Body Shop. And they'll go off the edge of the mat, and they'll reset it here. 1:34 to go. Harberts and Cowan going at it. The winner of both these matches will meet for the championship.
And Coach Cochran, last year a place winner, Tanner Cowan for the Centerville Big Reds.
Actually, 2 years ago he was a place winner. Last year he battled the injury, had the concussion there towards the end of the year and didn't even get to compete in sectionals and districts. And, you know, he tore his ACL in football this year, came back. He's only wrestled 3 matches all year. So, you know, my hat's off to him for overcoming that injury and being back in a time frame that's not normal for that type of injury.
Well, Cowan just takes a dresser dump and puts Harbert on his back or on his belly. Check that in. It's now a 5-2 lead by Cowan. He's out in front of Harberts of Sheraton. This match brought to you by Iowa Realty and Lucas County Health Center.
And Bryce Leshen starts the second period on his feet with a 10-4 advantage over his opponent, Dakota Shutter, from the Davis County Bloomfield Mustang squad. Both wrestlers on their feet. The first period was a takedown clinic, and there's another Bluff Creek archery takedown by Bryce Leshen. Just a spin-around dump, and now he's going to try to work some back points here. He leads 12-4, 6 takedowns for Bryce Leshen.
And I'll just give a quick update from Eddieville. I see where Jason Crosby and Tucker Black both advanced to the finals with pins over their opponent in the semifinals.
Rockets running away with that one. Owen, or Cowan, check that, of Centerville, out in front here, 5-2, 27 seconds to go in the second period. Harberts gets to his feet, and off the mat they go. Let's go back to the blue mat.
Bryce Leshen, with 6 takedowns, leads his opponent, Dakota Shutter, by a 12-4 margin here in the second period with 1:04 to go. Leshen riding high right now. He's on top. Now he works the corkscrew for a ride. Verbal warning there by the official to Shutter to try to make something happen. Now Leshen trying a half, goes to the power half, and Shutter warned for stalling there, and a very good job by the official there. He gave him the verbal warning, says you better make something happen here pretty quick. Stops the match for the stalling, and Bryce cuts him, and we're going to have a 5-12 score as we resume action here. 126-pound second period.
Cowan still riding tough on the Harberts, and Harberts trailing here 5-2. Harberts of Sheraton, Cowan of Centerville going at it. And that will conclude the second period. Let's go right back to the blue mat. It's 5-2. Cowan out in front of the Harberts on the red mat.
Actually, Joey, the warning, stall warning went to Bryce, of all people. I think just because he's riding the hip and didn't get off the hip in time. So that's why Bryce said, well, I'm just going to cut him, go back to our feet, and get some more takedowns.
And get some more takedowns. He did 7 of them now for Bryce Leshen here. And we've got about 25 seconds left here in the second period at 126 pounds. 14-5 the score. My mistake, Leshen was warned for the stalling. And don't know for sure if I agree with that.
But over here on the red mat, Harberts and Cowan. Cowan started the down position in this third period. And Harberts riding Cowan here right at the edge of the mat. There's a rollout by Cowan, and they'll reset at the middle of the mat. And I think the third period about to get set on the blue mat with Leshen.
Unusual there. Shutter had the choice here in the second period, or the third period, excuse me, and he decides to see if he can try something from the top. So he selects top, Bryce Leshen. On his base now, and we're underway. Third period, Shutter riding with the cross leg ride. Now he tries a half Nelson, and he's in trouble now. Bryce Leshen gets out. There is the reversal. 2-point reversal makes the score 16-5, a 12-point advantage for Bryce Leshen. Let's see if Leshen can, he's going to cut him again, makes it 16-6. Let's see what he can get done here, see if he can execute a throw maybe, and get a pin for the Blue Demons.
6-2 over here. Cowan out in front of Harberts. A minute to go in this third period. Right at the edge of the mat. And Harberts is getting ready to make a throw there, and they go off the edge of the mat. 56 seconds to go. Harberts of Sheraton trailing Cowan of Centerville. 6-2 your score.
Over on the blue mat at 126 pounds on 96.7, we're bringing you live 126-pound Class 2A sectional wrestling action. 8 takedowns and a reversal for Bryce Leshen. He leads 18-7. Dakota Shutter with 7 intentional escapes by Leshen. There's a shuck by Leshen for his 9th takedown and an immediate cut. Makes it 20-8. 20-8 the score here at 126 pounds.
Here's a takedown by Cowan, and he's now stretched that lead out to 8-2. Final 30 seconds. And Cowan looks like he's going to move on to the championship bracket to take on Bryce Leshen, who's putting on a takedown clinic over here on the blue mat.
22-8 is the score. 22-9 now with that cut. So 9 escapes there for Dakota Shutter. All 9 were intentional let goes. Bryce Leshen just putting on a takedown clinic. 10 takedowns and a reversal for Bryce Leshen. He leads 22-9 here at 126 pounds.
Oh, here's the throw by Harberts. And gets Cowan on the mat. It's a reversal, 8-4 right now with final 10 seconds. And Harberts trying to bar the arm back. He's down to his final 6 seconds. A throw attempt by Harberts was able to get the takedown. But Cowan, relentless on the bottom, will not give up any extra points. And Cowan will move on to the championship, 8-4 the final there. That match brought to you by Grace Baptist Church and Hammer Medical Supply of Sheraton.
And simultaneously, a technical fall there for Bryce Leshen. He wins with an amazing 12 takedowns. He wins that one 24-9. So unbelievable performance there by Bryce Leshen. He will face Tanner Cowan in the final. And that match, I'm not kidding you, is going to be a good one. One of the things we saw last week in Fairfield, Tanner Cowan lost the third period in both his semifinal match against his opponent over there at Fairfield. He lost the third period against Bryce Leshen and lost the third period today here against Devin Harberts. So I wonder if conditioning might not be a factor for Tanner Cowan as he advances here to the championship against Bryce Leshen.
Very well could be. I mean, you know, he's got 3 matches under his belt. He's basically only practiced about 2 weeks. And, you know, the interesting thing that I really like about sectionals is that, especially at 126, where you got there's about 5 really quality wrestlers here. And you have Harberts, who just lost to Cowan. And so everybody, all the Sheraton fans are rooting for Harberts here. Now, when Cowan wrestles Leshen, all the Sheraton fans are going to be rooting for Cowan because they want the opportunity to try to come and wrestle back and face Leshen. So that's the only way Harvard's is going to advance. So it's kind of ironic how the fans are going to cheer for one team one time, and then next time they're rooting against them. And, you know, ultimately it comes down, they're just fighting for their kid.
Amen. Amen. Let's get back to action. 132, Crawford of Grinnell taking on Blake Lawless of Albia here on the red mat. And we got a Sheraton wrestler, Tanner Pausch, taking on Irwin of Centerville over on the blue mat.
No score at 132 pounds. Although, just like I said, that Bradley Irwin gets the takedown. 2-0 now. Irwin from Centerville over Pausch from Sheraton.
Over here on the red mat, Lawless gave up the takedown. Now he's trying to work his way out on the escape. Riding high is Crawford of Grinnell, and Lawless now looking to try to get the reversal. Has his legs crossed. He's in the position to get the reversal here if he can get his head up. Trying to fight his way up. He's got the reversal right here. So Blake Lawless has tied it up 2-2 here. First period, 19 seconds to go. Blake Lawless tied up with Crawford from Grinnell as we finalize this final 15 seconds of the first period.
And that reversal is brought to you by Edward Jones, and that match is being sponsored by Summers Insurance. Let them shop for the best insurance coverage to fit your individual needs. Located on the north side of the Albia Square, Summers Insurance, bringing you that match there at 132 pounds.
And that will conclude that opening period. Blake Lawless tied up with Crawford of the Grinnell, 2-2. Let's go back to the blue mat as they're still underway.
Real good match going here. Bradley Irwin with a couple of takedowns, and Tanner Pausch not giving up anything. He's had a couple of escapes, 4-2 as we close out the scoring in the first period at 132 pounds. It's Pausch trailing Irwin. Centerville over Sheraton, 2-4 the score.
Lawless tied up with Crawford over here on the red mat. Crawford starts in the down position. Lawless flattens him out to the mat, trying to ride high, working that right arm, trying to get it barred back. Nothing doing. Now a sit-out attempt by Crawford, fought off by Lawless. Let's go over to the red or to the blue mat.
A lot of flurry action there, but no change in the score. We've got Pausch on top, and he's trying to control his opponent, Irwin from Centerville.
Lawless has the arm bar back, trying to walk it over. He's got it back, trying to rock it over. Blake Lawless tied at 2 here with 120. Now he gets the shoulder over. Lawless has the shoulder over.
This would be a huge upset, folks.
Lawless trying to get the pin here for the Blue Demons. He's got the three back points. But Joe, he still has that pinning combination here for Albia. Lawless has his back in the ground. He's got a pin. Blake Lawless with the pin. Blake Lawless with the upset pin over the top. Proceeded to wrestler from Grinnell, Crawford. And Blake Lawless will advance to the championship. Blake Lawless with the Albia pin. And how about that, Blue Demon Nation? How about that, Joe Sinclair?
Folks, I can guarantee you that Josh Crawford will not lose his consolation match. He will get at least third place. There is no way that Blake Lawless does not advance to districts with a Crawford win. Great job there by Blake Lawless. A huge upset win. A great pin for the Albia Blue Demons. That pin brought to you by the Sennett Piercebacher Funeral Home. Thank you, Bob Sennett, for bringing that to us.
That is $25 to the Albia Wrestling Program, courtesy of Bob Sennett, Sennett Piercebacher Funeral Home. And, Joe, you got a lot of action going underway over on the blue mat, and we're going to move right along to 145 or 138. Check that. Is Caleb White takes the mat for Albia as well. Just underway. So let's keep the action on the blue mat, and I'll come back here to White.
Bradley Irwin with this match under control. The Centerville wrestler up 13-3 now, just putting a lot of distance on the scoreboard between himself and Tanner Pausch.
Top-seeded Caleb White looking to make another trip to Wells Fargo Arena. And White takes a Kelly move. He's down, and he's trying to bring it over. He does get the Kelly over. Got to get the leg through, Gus, and he gets the takedown. And now Caleb White, top seed of Caleb White at 138 out in front here over Baird. Or check that, Robich of Knoxville, 2-0 here, 104 to go in the opening period.
First Iowa State Bank bringing you that match at 138 pounds featuring Caleb White from Albia. Over on the blue mat, Irwin from Centerville in control of the match, 13-5. He's just trying to not make any mistakes in the third period. He leads by 8. He's on top, and he cuts his opponent, makes the score 13-6.
Over here, Caleb White gives up the escape, and is looking like he's in control here of, let's see here, it's Kubich, Robich of Knoxville. And we're at the edge of the mat, 2-1, White out in front, 39 seconds to go.
Irwin in on a single leg shot. He leads 13-6 over Tanner Pausch from Sheraton. The winner of this one will go on to face Blake Lawless, the upset winner over Josh Crawford in the championship here at the 2013 Sectionals in Albia. Joe Sinclair and Jason Summers bringing it to you live on 96.7 and live streaming KIICradio.com.
Here's a takedown by Robich. He's now on front 3-2, 13 seconds to go, final opening period at 138.
Over here at 132 pounds, both wrestlers still on their feet. A little bit more conservative there by Bradley Irwin. He wants the chance to advance.
And at 138, we'll go to the second period. Caleb White trailing now. Kieran Robich of Knoxville. 3-2, your score as we open up that second period, and we'll keep it live over on the blue mat.
Double leg dump by Bradley Irwin. He extends his lead by 9 with that 2-point takedown, 15-6. Less than 1 minute remains in the 132-pound semifinal match. It's Irwin over Pausch, Centerville over Sheraton.
White starts in the down position in this second period. Tries a stand-up switch. Gets the hands broke on his feet. Robich trying to bring him back to the mat. Caleb still with that switch out. Now he's trying to get the reversal and does so right at the edge of the mat. Caleb White now out in front. 4-3, 136 to go, second period. Let's go right back to the blue mat.
I snuck a peek over there and watched Caleb White do a great job with the stand-up. On the way back down to the mat, he hit that switch. It was a great stand-up switch. Two-point reversal. He's on top of that one, 4-3 now. As the time expires, 15-7, the final score. You're going to have Centerville versus Albia final at 132 pounds. It'll be Bradley Irwin versus Blake Lawless.
Back in action here. White out in front, 4-3, right at the edge of the mat. They'll go off. They'll reset at the center of the mat. White out in front. 120 to go, second period. More Sheraton wrestling over on the blue mat as we continue to roll along here, and it'll be fast and furious the rest of the day. White trying to ride out Robich here of Knoxville, 1:17 to go. White tries to bring Robich back down, is going to release him here. 4-4, tied up, 1:10 to go to second period. Caleb White tied up at 4 with a minute to go, and here's a shot there by White, countered by Robich. White again with another counter, and Robich follows it with a counter of his own, and
Jim, we'll get that fixed real quick and get back to Albia, but we're down here in Eddyville, Blakesburg, and we just had a pin by Brett Woostra from Eddyville, Blakesburg. He will move to the championship round in weight class 160. In fact, I'm counting through all the Eddyville, Blakesburg Rocket wrestlers moving through to the championship round. Of course, Megan Black at 113. She'll move to the championship round here at Class 1A District 2. And Jaron Glosser, weight class 120, he moves to the championship round. And in weight class 126, Cody Brown moves to the championship round. Blake Maroff with only one loss on the year, 36-1 now, with a pin in just 30 seconds over his opponent from Van Buren. He'll move on to the championship round as well at weight class 132. And in weight class 138, Jason Crosby moves on to the championship round in that weight class. And now Brett Woostra moves on in weight class 160 to the championship round. I should mention also that Tucker Black, weight class 145, moves on to the championship round. A loss earlier from freshman Treg Van Doren at weight class 152. He got beat by Austin Vogel from Pekin, and so Eddyville Blakesburg will not move on a wrestler to the championship round in weight class 152. This update is brought to you by Leffler Dirtworks. Call Chad Leffler for all your dirtwork needs at 226-2231. 226-2231. Thanks to Chad Leffler and all of his sponsorships of Eddyville Blakesburg Rocket wrestlers. Again, we'll go back to Albia here in just a little bit once we reconnect with those folks. Quickly taking a look at the latest rundown of scoring. Team scoring, Eddyville Blakesburg currently in the lead with 165 points. Then it's Sigourney Kyoto with 103, followed by Southeast Warren with 100. Van Buren with 73 points. Cardinal with 66. Pekin with 58, and then it's rounded out by Moravia in 7th place and Wayne in 8th place. So Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont Rockets are really walking away with it here, and that those point totals were as of several matches ago, so that's clearly going to improve here coming up. We've got a couple wrestlers out there right now from Southeast Warren, Tyler Ambert. He's taking on Gage Griner from Sigourney, Kyoto. And Albert is in the lead right now. And on mat number two in weight class 170, we just had a victory over here. It looks like the Sigourney, Kyoto wrestler Cole Stiegel with a victory. He's a sophomore with 24-7 wins on the season. He wins over Ty Roush from Southeast Warren. And so he will advance. All right, we're going to take a quick break and come right back. We are continuing on with our Super Saturday Sports Spectacular right here on Thunder Country KIIC. More wrestling to come. We've got, of course, on mat number two, weight class 170, the Eddyville-Blakesburg Rocket wrestler Dalton Brown is going to be taking on his opponent here from Cardinal, Josh Ramos. And we'll see how this match goes. We're going to take a quick break, set things back up, and come right back. You're listening to Thunder Country KIIC's wrestling coverage.
Our friendly service and convenient locations are just another reason to bank with People's State Bank. Hi, I'm Vicki with People's State Bank, and we are here to help you with all your banking needs. Stop in and see Jenny, Nikki, or myself at People's State Bank. People you know, people you trust. Member FDIC.
People's State Bank's drive-up location is open until 6 p.m. It's convenient, and we're there to help you when you get off work and need to do your banking business. Hi, I'm Julie. Stop by the Motor Bank and talk to Jeannie, Carolyn, or myself. People's State Bank, people you know, people you trust. Member FDIC.
Head for the house, Judd's Ranch House in Lacona. Judd's Ranch House is a gathering place for great food and activity. On Tuesdays, you can take private guitar lessons. And on Thursdays, Pat Mead stops in and performs at the Ranch House. Judd's has nightly food and drink specials, fresh salad bar, plus a welcoming staff. Gather at the Ranch House, Judd's Ranch House in Lacona.
Starlight, star bright. First star I see tonight.
I wish I may, I wish I might.
Have the wish I wish tonight.
Dreams are a part of every little girl's life, and the dreams only become more grand in scale as little girls grow up into adults. That's why the professionals at Lucas County Health Center and Medical Clinics are here to help make your dream of motherhood become a reality. From pre-pregnancy planning to your first prenatal visit through labor and delivery in our newly renovated OB suites, we're here for you, cheering you on and providing the care and support you need to help you make the most of your dream of motherhood.
Leffler Dirt Works is there for all your bulldozing, excavating, and tiling needs. Call Chad at 641-226-2231. Leffler Dirt Works has the latest technology with GPS-guided dozers to provide precise guidance in all your projects. Call Chad at 641-226-2231 for all your earth-moving projects, including ponds and terraces. That's Leffler Dirt Works at 641-226-2231.
You want a chainsaw that starts easy, runs smooth, and provides years of dependable performance. You want an Echo chainsaw, built to tackle the toughest jobs. Whether you're pruning limbs, cutting firewood, or taking down an entire tree, each Echo chainsaw is designed to provide long, trouble-free life. Mack Hardware Highway 34 Bypass in Sheraton has an Echo chainsaw to do your job. Mack Hardware and Echo, built to tackle the toughest jobs.
This is Ann Kearns, mother of
Jill Kearns, owner of Piper's Old Fashioned Grocery and Candy Store on the northeast corner of the Sheraton Square since 1905.
They tell me we haven't talked about our deli sandwiches enough, that some people don't realize we will make a deli sandwich to their order.
Oh my, we have to take care of that. We have 12 deli meats and 14 cheeses to choose from.
And of course, all kinds of condiments to add that special taste they want, all for $3.25 each.
Many people call ahead at 774-2131 or 1-800-479-1343 so that we have it ready when they get here. Some like to see our row of standing orders taped across the counter. They just call, and we know exactly what they want.
However you do it, they are great. Try one. You'll enjoy it. Piper's on the northeast corner of the Sheraton Square.
And welcome back live in Eddyville. It's Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont Rockets, and this is sectional wrestling coverage for you. Class 1A, District 2. And Eddyville Blakesburg doing a heck of a job here running away with this one, team points. And several wrestlers are moving on to the championship round. We'll get back to the Eddyville gym as soon as we get our connection repaired there. Excuse me, the Albia gym as soon as we get our connection repaired there. This update brought to you by Ford's Grill in Eddyville, where your friends gather for good food, great times, and one of the best cheeseburgers you'll ever have at Ford's Grill. On the mat right now, mat number two, and we've got a tie matchup right now between Dalton Brown and Josh Ramos from Cardinal. And a very animated conversation going on just a few minutes ago between our wrestling official Terpstra and Brett Little, the coach, who, by the way, has been nominated as Coach of the Year in Class 1A. We'll see how that irons out, but not sure what they were sort of conversation they were having, but it was very animated. Right now, Dalton Brown is down by a score of 4-2 to Josh Ramos. Also, on mat number one, Dylan Pigsley has taken the mat. He is taking on Colby Vanderpool from Southeast Warren. And we're scoreless here in the first period on mat one between Dylan Pigsley and Colby Vanderpool. Dylan Pigsley, 33-3 on the year, now 34-3 on the year. He's a junior. And we're going to be going back to Albie in just a second as we look at these matches one more time. It looks like Dalton Brown is down to his opponent 4-2 right now with a two-minute period left. We're in the third period now. And Josh Ramos will take the top position on Dalton Brown. Again, Dalton is down 2-4. Also on mat number one, Dylan Pigsley has got his Southeast Warren opponent on his back. They're giving him some back points, but they're trying to look for the pin here. We've got our connection reestablished with Albia. We're going to get you caught up with everything going on up there. This broadcast is being brought to you by Ford's Grill. We've almost got a pin here from Dylan. We've almost got a pin here from Dylan Pigsley. There it is. Dylan Pigsley with a pin. He'll move on to the championship round. That makes about eight wrestlers now moving on to the championship round for Eddyville Blakesburg. Let's go live to Albia. Here's Jason, Joe, and Kevin.
We just missed, unfortunately, the technology took us off the air, but we did get to see a huge win by Caleb White. Unbelievable fashion. Joe, the listeners missed what was maybe one of the best matches all year long.
It was an unbelievable takedown by Caleb White as time expired. The takedown actually occurred prior to time expiring. He was wrestling against Knoxville's Kieran Robich, and Robich gave up the takedown with a split second left. It was called actually after time expired. The Knoxville coaches protested, but to no avail. The call was right. The takedown occurred prior to the time expiring. 8-7 was the win for Caleb White. He advances to the final at 138 pounds. He's going to be going up against Tyler Nance. And folks, I hope that there's some way that we can get that out of the can, because that call was unbelievable. A lot of yelling and screaming here at the Albia High School field house, and Caleb White gets the win. Blake Wallace also a big winner to 132.
Wallace was a huge winner. So was White. And then we missed Dalton Folkers as well. Folkers got the pin for Albia. And right now, Griffin Osing trying to get the win here. He's out in front 6-1. Final 17 seconds of this second period. And unfortunately, we apologize. But somehow, through all the craziness here at the Albia High School, with all the different broadcasters with their equipment here, somehow we lost coverage, but we have got to witness some amazing wrestling by the Blue Demons. Blake Lawless, unreal.
Yeah, Blake Law's first period pin over the number one seed, and that was Josh Crawford. Crawford is going to have trouble getting out of this sectional if Blake can't go ahead and win it, because if Blake doesn't get the championship here, Crawford does not advance. The other finalist for the Blue Demons, we got Shadow Leshen. He advanced with a technical fall. You got Bryce Leshen, a technical fall advance. Of course, you heard the pin by Blake Lawless, and then the unbelievable 138-pound effort by Caleb White, come from behind win. At 145, it was Dalton Folkerts advancing by pin in the first period to the championship. And we're wrestling now at 152 pounds. We are bringing you live wrestling action. It's Joe Sinclair and Jason Summers, Griffin Osing on the mat. And Osing with a 10-1 lead as we start the third period.
Well, Griffin in control here with the third period to lead a 10-1. Over on the blue mat, McCurdy is taking on Beck of Grinnell, and we'll get you that one as well. But right now, it's Griffin Osing trying to bar the arm back, does, gets the head through. Now trying to elevate and bring it over. Griffin trying to add some bonus points for his teammates with a pin here over Walker.
He's got it in deep, Jason. He's got him stretched out, and there's the pin.
Back-to-back pins by the Blue Demons. Folkerts got it at 145, Griffin at 152, and Brett Leshen will come out at 160 and see if we can keep this Albia Blue Demon wrestling streak alive here.
Senate Pierschbacher Funeral Home bringing you that pin at 152 pounds. Thank you, Griffin Osing and Bob Sennett there.
We're going to bring up this next 152 matchup.
Stephen McCurdy from Sheraton and Brody Beck are ...145-pound match, and we've got Brody Beck in control, 11-1. Beck, the talented junior for the Grinnell squad. His dad is the head coach. He's in control of Stephen McCurdy from Sheraton. McCurdy advanced to this semifinal round with the bye, as did Beck. On the other side of the bracket, you saw Dalton Folkerts take care of Dom Clark from Knoxville. Folkerts with the first period pin.
Connor Gugrich of Sheraton taking on Bassett of Davis County, and Gugrich gets the pin courtesy of Motor Inn of Knoxville and Heartland Public Adjusting. Connor Gugrich, you punched your ticket to take on Griffin Osing at 152 with the quick pin.
And really, Connor Gugrich looked very sharp there. Bassett with the bye in the first round, and wonder sometimes if you don't get the first round jitters out of the way with a hard-fought win like Gugrich did over Hamp Kinley from Knoxville. Bassett came out flat and got pinned.
Let's keep the attention all over here to the blue mat.
Blood timeout over here on the blue mat at 145 pounds. It's Beck with the 12-2 lead over the Sheraton wrestler, Stephen McCurdy. So McCurdy trying to get the blood stopped as they work on him. We get underway at 160 pounds. It's Ryan Fullenkamp. He's up for the Davis County Mustangs. Fullenkamp, he wants to beat Bryce Lidka from Grinnell. Lidka, 31-12 on the season. Fullenkamp, 26-10. That match being brought to you by Bloomfield Tractor and Implement, your source for John Deere sales, parts, and service in Bloomfield. Call Bloomfield Tractor and Implement. They sponsor this match. And Ryan Fullenkamp trying to advance for the chance to wrestle Brett Leshen in the finals of the 2013 sectionals here at the Albia High School Fieldhouse.
Oh, there's a quick shot by Lidka. He's got the takedown over Fullenkamp, and boy, that was just a real quick move.
Well, Fullenkamp tried to do a head shuck there, and then just simultaneously, Lidka was working on moving to the side. He got that done, dropped levels in quickly on a double leg, and got the takedown. But a Fullenkamp stand up results in a stall call against Lidka. Fullenkamp stood up and did not immediately, for 5 seconds, try to get taken down by Lidka. So Fullenkamp gets the stall warning. Next one of those, and it'll be a point for Fullenkamp.
Let's go back to action over here on the red mat. Joe, you are bringing that one to all of us in a highly difficult bracket, that number, that 145 is.
Well, there's something going on here. The Grinnell wrestler, Brody Beck, has something going on that he doesn't like. They're going to start this third period, both wrestlers on their feet, and a 12-2 lead for Beck over McCurdy. Beck and McCurdy circling near the center of the mat. Sheraton has some great sponsors for our wrestling over here.
Want to thank Millerton Cafe, best homemade pies all around, and CNC Cycle. If you're looking for a Harley Davidson, the bike for you, you only got one place to go to, and that is CNC Cycle. And check out their amazing lineup of Harley Davidsons and all your big boy fun toys.
You got a great sponsor up in Oskaloosa, their regional sponsor, Titan Machinery. They're your Case IH dealer in Oskaloosa, Titan Machinery, proud sponsors of high school wrestling action.
Well, over here, Fullenkamp tried to do the Kelly move. Countered was by Beck, or check that by Litka. And Litka gets the takedown, and he's got a 4-1 lead going into the second period.
Commanding 12-2 lead by Brody Beck over Stephen McCurdy. It's Grinnell over Sheraton at 145 pounds. The winner of that match is going to face Albia's Griffin Osing, or excuse me, Albia's Dalton Folkerts at 145.
We want to thank all of our great sponsors, those in Albia. Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Foods, locally owned and operated, and they do have the best meat in town, no doubt about that. And how about Dean and Michael Lathrop, Lathrop Construction, vinyl fencing, dirt work, septic installation, whatever you need, give them a call, Lathrop Construction, and they can do it all. Let's get set up here, buddy, because we got a big one over on the blue mat. You laced him up?
Beck advances. He'll wrestle Dalton Folkerts at 145 in the championship. That's going to be a really good match to watch, isn't it, Coach Cochran?
Every final match is going to be a good one to watch. As you see, you know, it doesn't matter what your record is. There's been upsets. I just love this time of year. I get excited about it. I mean, and you kind of, sometimes you root for the upset. You root for the underdog at times. And, you know, I actually went over there and talked to Schofield because they had a mistake in one of the brackets, so it would have screwed the whole thing up. So I told him to try to get in there and get it changed.
So at 160 pounds, Brett Leshen takes his opponent down, and in 18 seconds, takes him down with a single leg, rolls it up into a cradle, and pins him. In the first period, Leshen advances for the Blue Demons. He takes care of Logan Brown from Centerville in 18 seconds.
Well, I got to tell you, that's another $25. That's three straight $25 donations, courtesy of Bob Sennett, Sennett Pierce-Bacher Funeral Home in Albia, going to this Albia Wrestling Program. With all pins today, $25 to the Albia Wrestling Program. Next week at Districts, $50 a pin. And when we go to Wells Fargo Arena, $100 for every Albia wrestling pin at State Wrestling, courtesy of Bob Sennett, Sennett Pierce-Bacher Funeral Home.
And that match was brought to you that quick by the fastest food in Albia, and it's good, high-quality stuff. The Jones boys at the Albia Hardee's, just as fast as that pin occurred is how fast you get through their drive-thru. Albia Hardee's, proud sponsors of Blue Demon Wrestling.
We'll keep on moving on here at 160. Litka out in front, 8-2 over Fullerton of Davis County. And now Litka brings Fullenkamp back to the mat. You know, Joe, we've got a little break here between Centerville, Sheraton, and Albia Wrestlers. Let's take a quick timeout. We'll come back and reset things as we move right along here. You're listening to this Super Saturday sectional wrestling coverage from Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont, and high above these mats here in Albia High School. We'll be right back after this timeout.
Sennett Pierce-Bacher Funeral Home can help you with the pre-planning and financial areas of your funeral. Call me at 641-932-5197 and let me or my staff help you with your plans today. I'm Bob Sennett, Sennett Pierce-Bacher Funeral Homes.
Red Hall Realty is a family-owned and operated business. For over 30 years, they've served the customers who are buying or selling real estate, settling an estate through a listing or an auction. Red Hall has some of the lowest commission rates available and no hidden charges. And their well-trained brokers can help you with relocation counseling and market expertise. Red Hall Realty is located on the east edge of Sheraton on Highway 34. Stop in and meet the experts or call Todd Shelton at 641-774-4242.
If you have new drivers in your family, you'll want to know our name. If you live in wide open spaces and you drive on the highway at night, you'll want to know our name. If you love the looks of a perfectly painted and shined automobile, you'll want to know our name. And if you text while you're driving, eventually you'll know our name. Smith Body Shop. Smith Body Shop in Sheraton.
the wave to Waters. We're gonna treat you right.
Waters is Central Iowa's low overhead leader. Why can they sell for less? Well, their rent, water, and taxes are all lower for starters, so their prices are lower. Come into Waters for the best price in Central Iowa on new Buick and GMC trucks. Waters Autoland, 6569 North in Indianola.
Catch the wave to Waters. Waters Autoland.
Now, back to a guy who knows what cutting weight means.
Oh, buddy, I'll tell you what, do not eat the refried beans. The burrito grande comes out to Louis Grande.
Here's Jason Summers.
I'll tell you what, these Albie wrestlers are trying to get into old Bob Stinnett's backside, into his pants, and get into his wallet, that is. $25 four times today, three different times here by the Albie wrestlers, and a great start here for Albie.
I want to thank Bob Stinnett there at Stinnett Piercebacher Funeral Home. He was ready to up the ante to incentivize these wrestlers a little bit more. He was ready to up it to $50 per pin. Before the pin barrage by the Blue Demons finally got underway with Blake Lawless there at 132 pounds.
Let's go back to action here. We're at 170. Jack Leshen. That is Kirk Leshen's son and Corin Ron's grandson and the cousin of all those other Albie Leshens. And he's taking on Crossett of Knoxville.
And might be the only Grinnell wrestler we're going to root for the rest of the day, folks, because Grinnell on top of Albie right now by 1 point. Grinnell with 113 points. Albie with 129, and Sheraton narrowly behind. They're trailing in third place with 119 points.
Well, Crossett looked like he was going to get a takedown, but they went right off the edge of the mat, barely.
2-1 the score. It's Leshen over Crossett. We're in the second period at 170 pounds, and there is a shot in there, single leg by Crossett, and he's got the two-point takedown. 3-2 the score now. Crossett leads over Leshen.
Crossett 31-3 on the season. Leshen nearly 40 wins himself at 37. As Jack Leshen taking on Aaron Crossett of Knoxville.
We're winding down through the second period here at 170 pounds. This live high school sectional wrestling action being brought to you on 96.7 KIIC. We are at the Albie High School Fieldhouse, where these six teams are competing to advance to the district tournament. The Albie Blue Demons, Centerville Big Reds, Sheraton, and then there's Knoxville, Davis County, and Grinnell.
Over on 170, Bose came out and took on Cody Stevenson of Sheraton in real quick fashion. Got the pin. Bose got the pin for Davis County. So Cody Stevenson loses to Bose of Davis County in that matchup real quickly, brought to you by Millerton Cafe and Heartland Public Adjusting.
But we've got a barn burner going over here at 170 pounds. It's Crossett from Knoxville, Leshen from Grinnell. That Leshen name, we're used to calling for the Albie Blue Demons. He's a first cousin to our standout wrestlers, all juniors, except for Bryce. Bryce, the outstanding freshman here for the Albie Blue Demons. And it's Jack Leshen for Grinnell. He's got a 37-4 record. He's going up against Aaron Crossett from Knoxville, a talented senior with a 31-3 record. It's Crossett over Leshen, 3-2, as stalemate's called here in the third period.
Over here on 182, it is the outstanding 182 wrestler, Carter Isley of Sheraton, taking on Julio Sanchez of Grinnell. This matchup brought to you by Piper's Old Fashioned General Store and Handmade Candy and Deli Sandwiches and Sheraton Hardee's, the best hand-breaded chicken tenders around. Isley and Sanchez of Grinnell going at it over on the red mat at 182.
And Crossett doing what he needs to avoid getting a stall call against Leshen. He leads 3-2. There is a minute and 6 seconds remaining here, and now he's locking up a cradle on Leshen. Crossett trying to lock up a cradle, and he can't quite get it, and I'm going to see a reversal here for Leshen. Give a two-point reversal to Leshen. He leads now 3-4. It's Leshen on top of Crossett, but Leshen's out a little bit too high. Exciting match here at 170 pounds. A couple of stalwart wrestlers. Only seven losses between them.
Leshen's got that cradle, Joe, if he can roll it over. Isley, no score over here on the red mat. There's no score. Carter Isley, Julio Sanchez.
Well, in danger of getting out is Crossett against Leshen. Leshen hanging on with a power half, and we're going to have a stalemate called, and the Grinnell fans are not going to like that very good, because their wrestler looked like he was about ready to bust loose.
Over here on the red mat, Isley and Julio Sanchez. No score, 20 seconds to go, opening period. Let's go back to the blue mat where all the action is.
On the blue mat, cross it in the down position, tries the stand-up. Deep waist down ride the there by Leshen. And we're down to within 15 seconds
Tender.
Remaining. Leshen doing what he needs to. He's hanging on. It's going to be a 4-3 win.
Hang on. Jack Leshen still elevated.
And there's a stall. There's got to be a stall call there. There's the stall call.
And that is it. But he holds on for the win, Joe. How about that? Jack Leshen. And Carter Isley going at it on the red mat. They'll go to the second period. We're going to take a quick journey down to a Rocket Country. Joe Millage on location. Jay Mill, give us an update.
All right, we'll try to be quick down here. We're live at Eddyville Gymnasium. This broadcast brought to you by Cinef Auction Services. Cinef Auction Services, they can do your auction at your location or at theirs. All right, we've got Hunter Johnston on the mat for Eddyville Blakesburg right now. He is weight class 195, and he's up 6-2. Hunter is just a sophomore. He's up 6-2 on his opponent from Van Buren, Mitch Garrels. Also, we just had a pin, Chance Wustra from Eddyville Blakesburg with a pin over his opponent, Card Salee from Cardinal. Excuse me, Jason Salee from Cardinal. And that makes another pin here for the Eddyville Blakesburg Rocket wrestlers. But we're watching this one right here in the upper weight class of 195 as Hunter Johnston is leading his opponent now 8-2. Hunter was told not too long ago he'd never wrestle again with a back injury. He got another doctor's opinion, and he is on the mat right now as a sophomore here for Eddyville Blakesburg Rockets as they are way out in the lead here for team points. Let's go back live to you guys. This broadcast brought to you by Cinef Auction Services.
This match over here on the red mat, Carter Isley out in front 5-0. This match brought to you by Long Creek Outfitters, Interiors and More, and Pierce Bacher Funeral Home in Sheraton. And Isley out in front 3-0. He got that takedown and those back points. Or check that, it was just back points, no takedown on the opening of that second period. Isley started in the top position and was able to get Sanchez over for those three back points. 51 seconds to go, second period. Isley out in front.
Jacob West for Albia, the freshman wrestling in his first varsity match here at the sectionals in a thin 182-pound class as far as numbers goes, but a very talented one-loss Colton Spohr from Knoxville. He's got Jacob West on his back here in the first period, and Jacob West doing a real good job fighting his way off of his back there, but he does give up the pin in the first period to Colton Spohr from Knoxville. So Jacob West will go up against, looks to be like Julio Sanchez in the consolation final.
Well, and it looks like Isley's going to go to that third period with a 3-0 lead. 16 seconds to go in second period. Christian Summers will be coming out here in just a moment. See him unveiling here for Albia. He's going to take on a Knoxville wrestler. Joe, you'll have that one as I continue to bring you this Carter Isley matchup brought to you by Sheraton Hy-Vee and Midwest Heritage Bank. As we move along with the final 5 seconds of the second period, Isley out in front, 3-0 over Sanchez of Grinnell, and Isley will get the lead going into the third and final period.
Just underway at 195 pounds, Christian Summers on the mat. This match being brought to you by Quality Ag Service and Quality Ag Service Welding. For all your welding needs, either home or business or farm, head out and see John Rhodes at the old county shed. That's Quality Ag Service Welding. We started off at 195 pounds. Christian Summers, he's going up against Jack Egan from Knoxville. Summers, very strong, well-built lower body guy. Shoots in there on a single leg. Egan does a good job sprawl counter. Now Egan in there with front headlock near the edge of the mat. Back to his feet is Christian Summers, and we're out of bounds, neutral.
Over at 182, Carter Isley, 4-0 lead here. 146 to go over Sanchez of Grinnell.
Good shot in there by Jason Summers. Equally good sprawl by Egan from Knoxville. Now Summers gets his hips underneath of him. Egan trying to cross face and spin around. Nothing doing there. Back on their feet, it's Summers and Egan. And Egan just hits a cow catcher. And Christian Summers couldn't quite bulldog him over. And that move there, folks, it was a pin for Egan from Knoxville. But it was up in the air for about a fraction of a second. Looked like Summers was going to roll out of it and pin Egan himself, but very muscular move there by Egan. Upper body strength prevailed.
Absolutely a tough move there. And Carter Isley of Sheraton, his contest brought to you by Danco and Hobby Haven of Urbandale. Danco, of course, they'll outfit all your athletes. But right now, Carter Isley out in front 4-0 for Sheraton with the final 1 minute to go. And they'll have a stalemate and they'll reset right at the center of that red mat on that Albia Electric A, as Albia will host, is hosting today this sectional contest. Carter Isley, the fabulous freshman. A little shoulder injury, but continues to fight his way through this season. At 182, he's got a 4-0 lead here, 46 seconds to go, and he's going to try to hold on here and get the win for the Chargers.
And, Jason, very important. We've got two Grinnell wrestlers out on the mat trying to advance into the final, and we are in a dogfight for the sectional championship with this Grinnell squad, and that would be huge for the team duels. If the Blue Demons could get on top, they would face the second-place team from a sectional that has yet to be determined.
Well, there is a takedown by Isley. He stretched that lead out to 6-0. Final 17 seconds. Carter Isley of Sheraton in control and out in front here. The outstanding freshman looks to power his way to the finals here at 182 with 9 seconds to go. Isley will reset at the middle of the mat. And this match brought to you by Red Hall Realty. They can help with all your realty needs, residential or farm. Isley
at
in control at 182, 6 seconds to go. And he's going to hold on, Joe, and he's going to get the 6-0 win for Sheraton as the clock runs out here. And that is a win for Carter Isley of Sheraton. He'll move on to the 182 championship.
Big win for Austin Warrington from Grinnell. He pins Caleb Langdon from Davis County Bloomfield in the first period at 220 pounds. And that'll close out the scoring, fortunately, in that 220-pound match for Grinnell.
I didn't see the championship there at Riley Denny. Here we go at 185. We'll have that right here.
Yeah, Riley Denny taking the mat over here on the red mat, and he's in quickly on a double leg and a attempted roll through there by Caden Moore from Grinnell.
Well, he's wasting no time here. Riley Denny of Centerville trying to get the pin right here. He's got now he's got those shoulders both a hold of him, in control, laid back, and there goes the pin. And that is quick action at 195. Riley Denny with the pin for Centerville at 195.
Good news for the Albia Blue Demons. Grinnell doesn't get any more points there.
Well, the one emphasis on the point system here, we keep talking about this team race, is that people do need to understand, I mean, the top two finishers of the sectionals gets to advance on to the duels on Tuesday night, but coming out here number one definitely puts you in position to advance farther in those duels, because number one will wrestle the number two of another sectional, and you know the second place team here gets to wrestle the number one of the other sectional.
That's right.
And then the two finalists get a meet, but it's still, I mean, I was always taught first place is always better than second. I don't care how you look at it.
Absolutely. You want to get that seating is so important. You're going to see the some of the best wrestlers moving on.
You know, and so when you start looking at some of that and you wonder why maybe Jacob West is stuck in here at 182 with an 0-0 record, and that's really why coaches will try to put kids in places. There's only four kids there. If he gets fourth place, he gets the fourth place points for that system. So any little help that Albia can get or any other team that's going to get, they're going to try to get kids in there.
See, that's a coach for you. That's one of the advantages of having a coach on our broadcasting crew. To understand that, I wonder why, you know, they throw them in here late, but that makes perfect sense.
I mean, you know, you look at, I think Albia has three opens where Grinnell has none. So if you take the factor of those three open weights, and even if the Grinnell kids, say, get fourth place, you know, you're looking at 21 points possibly.
That's why he's a coach.
That is right. And if Albia just could have had a couple of kids get down to 106 and 113, those are a couple of thin weights, especially there at 113.
Over here on the red mat, just as we get to call it, King Carter Davis County gets the pin over Cohen, Jacob Cohen of Sheraton. King Cart right out of the gate got the takedown and put him right to this back, and that is a pin for King Cart. And that match, while brief, brought to you by Senate Piercebacher Funeral Home in Albia and Jude's Ranch House. Located in Lacona. Located in Lacona, open Tuesday through Sunday. Food and entertainment, nightly specials.
Got a real good match coming your way here. Maybe a little bit of an upset at 220 pounds. It's 4-6. And Chris Wright from Sheraton leads Brock Cavanaugh to Knoxville as we send it up Highway 137 to our old buddy Joe Millage.
All right, Joe, thanks a lot. This update brought to you by Eddyville Lumber. They have everything for all your building needs, all your building projects, and more. Check them out, Eddyville.com.
Lumber. Hey, I'm here with Tony Johnson. Round two is in the books, and wow, you guys, Eddieville Blakesburg Rockets are doing very well.
Yeah, we had a decent round. I mean, obviously we want to win them all, but we lost a couple tough ones, but we did win our fourth seed. We got beat a number one seed with Brett Warska at 160, and Megan came through there for us. Glosser hasn't got to wrestle 120 yet. He's in the finals. There's only three guys in his bracket. And Cody Brown at 26 come through for us, good there. And we're rolling.
All in all, gentlemen, nine Eddieville Blakesburg Rockets in the championship round. Nine. And obviously we're taking the top two wrestlers on to districts next weekend. But 113, Megan Black, 120, Jared Glosser, Cody Brown, 126, Blake Maroff, 132. And let's go back live to Albia. Sounds like there's some action going on up there right now.
Davis just took the mat here at 285. It's been pummeling back and forth here, both wrestlers. And Davis taking on the wrestler from...
And an illegal move for that, and there was an illegal headlock there, and the Albia wrestling coaches are very angry. An illegal headlock, there was no arm, and a wrestler from Grinnell tried to take him down.
Davis slips out of it, though.
And Davis, he needs to win this match because that headlock, with a headlock, you have got to have an arm with it. You cannot grab just the head. The Grinnell wrestler grabbed nothing but the head. The official did not catch it, and it hung on for probably 3 seconds, didn't it, Coach Cochran?
Yeah, I mean, he's right in front of it. I don't know how you miss it. But unfortunately, Davis got off his back. He's back here. He can battle back and win this match.
285, and it's Zach Davis of Albia taking on Tanner Hofstra of Grinnell. And this is not just an important matchup between these two wrestlers, but team points as well.
Well, I like Zach Davis's chances now that he fought off of his back. It's a 5-1 score. Davis did a great job fighting off of his back there. I don't know how he got out of that one because the illegal headlock turned into a legal Olympic headlock, and Davis rolled through it, got to his feet, and with 10 seconds to go, looks like we're going to go to the second period at 285 pounds. Zach Davis from Albia trailing 5-1 at 285.
And that will be the final tick of that opening period. 5-1, Davis trails here.
As far as heavyweights go, you know, you sit here and you look, he's got a 5-1 deficit. Sometimes that's hard to overcome as a heavyweight. A lot of times you'll go through a first period, 0-0, one goes down. I mean, a lot of matches end up 1-1 going into overtime. Hopefully Davis can find a way here to score some points.
A lot of his matches, the vast majority of them, have been just that all season long.
Well, this match is in the second period, and we are... at 1:50 left in the second period, Davis had the choice. He took neutral to start this second period. The first period, his opponent from Grinnell, that was Tanner Hofstetter, he got in there with a headlock and was able to turn it into a five-point move. A valiant Zach Davis fought off of his back to make the escape. So it's 5-1. Now Davis in there on a single leg. And looks to me like Hofstetter just doing a lot of backing up. And if Davis keeps the pressure on, I think we're going to see a stall call here pretty quick.
He's trying to get the underhook there. Davis.
Davis is kind of the pummeling type wrestler. Yeah. He does have a single leg, and he will use it. And he's going to try a shuck by there. That doesn't work with a minute and 10 seconds to go at 285. Zach Davis trails 5-1 in the second period. 285 pounders. That's, and there's right a shuck by Davis again. And now he's got him tied up in a pummel.
I think Zach Davis is kind of a good success story for the sport of wrestling. Just talking to some of the coaches, and I don't know his background a lot, but I believe Zach had to lose about 100 pounds in order to make 285 to even be able to compete. And over the last couple of years, you know, it's taken him that long to get it off, but he's done it. He's got down the weight, and he's had a very, very good year.
He has a chance right here. Was a top-seeded wrestler at 285, but got caught in an illegal headlock that turned into a... to back points, but he's trying to fight his way back here. Final 26 seconds, trailing 5-1 to Hofstra of Grinnell.
And Davis really needs to put the pressure on here the last 20 seconds at 285 in the second period. He can't really try to come up with a lot of points here in the third period. Be nice if he get a takedown here and narrow that to two. But he's going to go to the third period with a 5-1 deficit. 4 points separate him and the Grinnell wrestler, but I like Zach Davis's chances.
Absolutely. Zach's a tough kid, and he's going to have to get him turned over. He's going to start in the up position.
Well, Davis will cover Hofstetter. Hofstetter from Grinnell a freshman with 5-11 record. Davis with a 24-11 record. He's one of the two Albia seniors.
This third period brought to you by Dan and Pat Johnson. They're proud to sponsor all the area wrestlers and B&W Plumbing and Heating, your local Ream furnace dealer.
And Davis trying to break him down with a deep waist right here. Now he's got him broken down, but back to his knees is Hofstetter. Davis breaks him down with bar arm, but back up is Hofstetter. Davis is probably going to try to turn him over here for about another 20 seconds, Jason, and then cut him. Now he's way out high. He's got the chicken wing in, but it's near the edge of the mat. Davis now trying to power half. Back to his base is Hofstetter. 128 remains here. Third period action at 285. Davis down 5-1. There's a side roll by Hofstetter. Davis catches him.
Oh, he's got the shoulder back. Oh, just let it go. Hey, just missed it.
Davis caught him there in that side roll, but he's got him broken down now, folks. He's got the half Nelson in. They're near the edge of the mat. Davis working with the power half. He's turning him towards the edge of the mat. If he can keep him in, it will be
He's got him over. He's got him over.
He needs to drag him back. He's got him over. He needs to drag him back. There's a minute three left, folks. Zach Davis has got his opponent from Grinnell on his back, but they go out of bounds. And that was what I was worried about there. He had that in there after that attempted side roll by Hofstetter. And I like Zach Davis's chances now. There's 1 minute gone. If he could execute that same move here in the center of the mat, we will have Zach Davis with a big pin win.
The mats are cleared. All eyes are on the red mat. Right to the center of the mat they go. Final minute, 5-1. Davis trails Hofstetter of Grinnell.
Yeah, the Grinnell wrestler has a 5-11 record coming into here. Won his first match, which makes him 6-11, but that's what makes this heavyweight, these heavyweights so exciting, because that one big move and you can win.
And that one big move came in the first period, folks. If you weren't listening here on 96.7 KIIC and live streaming on KIICradio.com, a little bit of controversy, a headlock that had no arms attached to it, just a wrestler grabbed the head for Grinnell, and he got Zach Davis over on his back. That five-point move was all that he's been able to
do. Oh, here's Davis. Dan got him broke down, nearly got him rolled over.
Davis is way out front. He is doing everything he can, but they're at the edge of the mat again, Jason.
Yep, he's got to step
Davis
over.
Davis needs to push him
right
back
the other
towards
direction.
The center of the mat. He needs to push him back towards the center of the mat. If he can get it back to the center of the mat, he can break him down.
Broke him down right now. He's got some space to work with. Trying to get that arm barred on the right side.
Zach Davis, 35 seconds remaining. His opponent, Hofstetter from Grinnell, trying to get out of bounds. Hofstetter glances at the clock, sees that there's 27 seconds remaining. Davis with the power half in. He needs to cast over and turn
cast
it in.
Cast it over now. Okay, if he can just get that arm back over. He's got 18 seconds to do it. Davis has the
Davis
shoulder.
Has the, he's got it in.
He's got to run it over. He's got 15 seconds. He's going
to
have to run.
To
it's 14, 13. He's got the
he's
back
got
back.
It.
He's got to get the
it's
pin.
A pin.
He's got to get
it's
the
a pin.
Pin.
It's
Zach
a pin.
Davis.
8 seconds to go.
Oh, he's
Davis will
up.
Get it. Davis
Somebody's
will get it.
Sit down.
He's got it under control. There it is. 2 seconds to go.
Gotta
get
it. Get it.
Yeah, he got it. He got it.
He got it.
He got it. The pin was called. The pin was called.
He's going to get the pin.
He's going to get the pin.
He had it before time expired. He had it before time expired. We'll wait to see here. This is the second time today. The second time today that we've seen this at the final seconds.
The official, folks, the official saw Zach Davis pin the Grinnell kid. Hofstetter got pinned. While the official was raising his hand to slap the mat, the towel man saw the time count down to zero, tapped the official that was on the mat on the butt, to signal that time had expired, but the official had already raised his hand off the mat. He hadn't quite got it down yet to slap it, so it will be a pin for Zach Davis. The official got it right. He had,
he
his, hand,
right.
He had his hand raised to signal the pin. He didn't get his hand slapped before the time expired, but he had his hand raised to signal the pin, and that was a split-second win for the Blue Demons, and that is huge because the bonus points for the Blue Demons in this tight race against the Grinnell Tigers. And Coach Beck from Grinnell is filing a protest, but it is going to be to no avail. And Coach Beck's going to have to watch himself that he doesn't get a team point taken away.
And there's going to be hands, the shaking of the hands, the hand lifted. Zach Davis in dramatic style. And have we seen this before, Joe Sinclair? We went off the air, and all of our fans missed that last-second win by Caleb White. But those fans in attendance today, and it's not too late to come out and see this final round, have been treated to some amazing last-second dramatic style wins here today. And another $25 to the Albia Wrestling Program, courtesy of Senate Pierce Mocker Funeral Home and Bob Senate, and none more dramatic than that one right there.
Well, those folks listening on 96.7 that are near Albia, we're going to have a little break before we go to the championship and the consolation matches, but the best $6 you could spend today would be getting in here to the Albia Fieldhouse to watch these finals and these consolations.
That match right there had to have been one of the closest calls. Very well could have went either way.
They just threw a guy out of here. Sorry, guys. You guys are talking and people are on the mat.
When I looked up at the clock, I mean, as far as when he made the fault, time was out. But really what it comes down to is if that official's hand is in the air before time runs out, it's a pin. It's not when his hand hits the mat. He declares the fall. He raises his hand, and that's when the fall is made.
We got dramatic things going on here. There's going to be an individual is going to be escorted out of the facility, upset about the outcome here. But all these Blue Demon fans not upset whatsoever. Zach Davis, dramatic pin here for Albia. Let's take our trip up 137 over to a Rocket Country. Jay Mill on location. Joe, take it away.
Thanks a lot, Jason. Well, a lot of drama here, too, as well, especially when I awarded 2 points for an escape. So, anyway, we're still in our break here, and this report brought to you by UGL, providing facility maintenance for Cargill. And as we mentioned before, we cut it back to you guys real quick. 9 wrestlers from Eddyville-Blakesburg are in the championship round here. So Eddyville-Blakesburg with an excellent opportunity to move wrestlers on to districts next weekend in Pleasantville. Let's run down the team total points here. Eddyville-Blakesburg with 187 in first place. Then it's Sigourney Kyoto, another strong wrestling program with 132 points. Third place, Southeast Warren with 108. They'll see a few wrestlers make it to finals. Also, Van Buren, 79 points. Cardinal with 86. Then it's Pekin, followed by Moravia and Wayne with 35 points and in last place. And in many cases, that's because they weren't able to field as many wrestlers for each one of the weight classes. One of the first matches we're going to keep an eye on here in weight class 106 following the expiration of the break is we'll have Briar Cochran from Moravia in the championship round. He's going to take on Tanner Runyon from Van Buren. So we'll keep an eye on weight class 106, Briar Cochran from Moravia, but then we'll move quickly right to weight class 113, where Megan Black will be taking on her opponent, Jonathan Hardy from Southeast Warren in the championship round. So we will keep an eye on that as well. Again, it's Megan Black, Jared Glosser, also Cody Brown, Blake Maroff. That was a 4 seed beating a number 1 seed. Jason Crosby, Tucker Black, Brett Woostra, Dylan Pigsley, and Hunter Johnston all making it to the championship round here in Eddyville. This report, again, brought to you by UGL, providing facility maintenance for Cargill. We want to thank all of our Eddyville wrestling sponsors, including Leffler Dirt Work, Ford's Grill in Eddyville, Cinep Auction Services, Eddyville Lumber, First Iowa State Bank, and UGL. So, gentlemen, we will send it back to you guys as I look down here on the mats and Coach Brett Little from Eddyville Blakesburg talking to some of his wrestlers, giving them some last-minute advice and guidance. He has been nominated for Class 1A as the Coach of the Year. We'll see what happens there. So, gentlemen, live from Eddyville, let's take it back live to Albia.
Well, an exciting finale to the second session of wrestling here as Zach Davis, as time expired, got the pin for Albia. He trailed 5-1 in dramatic style. That's been the drama all day long. It's what you would expect. I know that we've been here before, but it never gets new. It's always exciting. It never gets old, rather. It's always exciting. And Coach Cochran talked about it earlier. You throw out all the records. Everything goes out the window. When it comes to these matches, everything is possible. And we saw a lot of that here in the first two sessions.
Absolutely. A great quarterfinals and an unbelievable semifinal round action there. And the match that we didn't get to bring you between Caleb White and his Grinnell opponent, a last-second takedown for White, and in equal fashion, an exciting pin for Zach Davis, not without controversy on either one, but both times it was time running out and the Albia wrestlers scoring as the match ended to get the big win against the Grinnell Tigers. And that is huge in the team points because there's less than 3 points that separate the first place Grinnell Tigers and the Albia Blue Demons, and they are putting distance between themselves and Sheraton. Sheraton with 123, Knoxville 111, Davis County Bloomfield 110, and Centerville rounding out the scoring here with 105 points. But it looks like it's going to be a 1-2 dogfight between Grinnell and Albia as we move through these championship bouts.
Well, let's take a quick timeout. We'll come back, and I'll let you and Coach Cochran talk things over while I go make a run to the hallway. All right, we've got two sessions in the books. We'll come back to the championship rounds here in just a moment. You're listening to Super Saturday coverage, and we're going to go to Wells Fargo Arena here in not too long. Dan Stocker will be bringing you live girls action. And, of course, the boys will get their shot at the hard court as well in the nightcap. But all of this on one station, your sports leader, KIIC. Don't go anywhere. More exciting wrestling action after this timeout.